to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Broadcast.
Oh, you mean one of these other DJs over here?
Yes, screaming.
Don't worry. Once we get going, we always win that battle.
We'll be louder.
Anyway, we just talked over Rob's guys, and now introduce Rob, please.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And there he is.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
They're doing Mr. and Mrs. Salt's advanced lesson at all the ships at sea. Are they broadcasting live from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas?
Well, you bet, Chief. Oh, you got the first one in, Chief.
It's Don Geronimo and Sugar Shane O'Mara.
Yeah. Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday. March 12, 2004. That would be 03-1204.
I'm Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Joe, you should have gone to the closed music. There it is right there. I think it's happening. Yeah, there I kind of hear it. 877-365-3636. That's the phone number from anywhere in America. From Canada, 800-636-1067, and D.C. 202-432-1067. However, I will tell you that because we're doing the show from a remote location, phone calls are always a problem.
Always a problem, and we are deep in the...
In the bowels?
We are deep in the belly. I'm sorry, I was distracted again.
Radio Row.
We are deep in the belly of a resort hotel.
Mike, please remember.
Yes.
When it comes to doing these cattle call DJ-type broadcasts.
Yes, sir.
Who was there? Hold on now. Walk back in time with me. Who was there in 1990 before there was even such a thing as Radio Row at the Super Bowl?
That's us.
We were there.
We were there. Absolutely.
We put up with all of them, and for the longest time, we were the guys that talked the longest. Let's just take a moment.
Let's listen.
To listen to the volume of the band speaking next to us.
That's good.
All right. Are we connected yet with Michael? Still waiting for the connection.
Ha ha.
Find that guy.
So anyway. And it's gonna be fun.
You need to talk louder.
You're gonna love the show today, but guys,
right.
Because once we get going, when we start, we always are at a certain level. But
once we
get into the show,
we're shy that
what
way.
What we will end up doing is overlapping that guy to the point where that poor schmuck has to come over and say, "Guys, would you please shut up?"
When we start telling our stories of passion and our trip and all the things and
to having the loudest voices on Radio Row at any of these dumb functions.
Right.
We're the kings because we've been here the longest. It's the one thing that we can say that we're the king of. We're the king of dumb radio cattle promotions.
We'll have something in our show that won't go to hell.
I guarantee none of the other DJs here are already addressing the fact that other DJs can't be heard on their show screaming.
Now, we have that short attention span theater in our brains, and that's why we always do that. But when we say we are deep in the belly of the Mandalay Bay Hotel, we walk down hallways and then down hallways and then through security checkpoints and then through kitchens.
It was like Ocean's, Eleven, having to draw the diagram on your hand and having it get all sweaty and everything.
I heard a rumor that we're very, very close to the vault.
And thing is, I know that we told our listeners, and I think the program director said we have 17 or 18 listeners in Las Vegas, and most of them are here today, but they can't get down to the area where we are.
We have a couple of people that have made it through the security gauntlet to come by, some people that listen to our show here in Las Vegas.
Oh, so that's two of the 17 or 18.
Two of the 17. These two guys over here.
Hi, fellas.
Hi. Hi. And they, there's a couch. There's a couch located right in front of our broadcast site, so they're going to be able to enjoy the show and relax and enjoy themselves.
Other people, if you can find a way to crash where we are, I'll tell you exactly where we are. We're at the Media Center.
Event Center.
The Media Center in the Event Center.
Right.
At Mandalay Bay. And I don't want to say that getting through the security is a problem, because it's great security. Let me say that I really felt very secure when the emergency medical support guy who was standing there with the stethoscope around his neck was double-checking my name, and then when he couldn't find my name, said, okay, just go ahead.
And said it in such a way that he said, go knock yourself out.
Yeah, you know, although it is good to know that when one of these disc jockeys on Radio Row does today die of the fatal heart attack, there's the guy there to help out.
Yeah.
So the show today, we'll take phone calls when we do, like, Jeopardy, but other than that...
Yeah, we're just going to have fun, and we're going to talk about our...
Us talking about Las Vegas. It's us. What's? Can you not hear your headphones?
No, I wanted him to turn him down a little bit, Tony. And I was just trying to do. I was trying, but you know what we can't do. I was trying to be a radio professional and signal Tony without you noticing. But
you were waving with your hands over your head. I thought you were doing the hokey pokey.
I thought you couldn't see my left hand, and I was pointing at
my
head.
How can I not see your left hand? It's right in front of me.
I guess you can. I'm sorry. I'm here. I've guaranteed the performance today.
No, listen. You give the performance you gave last night.
I didn't know.
Will serve us long into today's show.
When I would say went to sleep, but when I lost consciousness last night, I didn't think that I would feel.
There's been a truth on today's show.
I didn't think I would feel as good as I do today, and I think it's something to do with the fact that it's 80 degrees in Las Vegas today. It is fantastic.
It's a testament to the beauty of the city, Chief.
That's right, Chief. You are so right about that, Chief, and I feel so exhilarated to be here in this fabulous town,
Chief. So we're in Las Vegas. We're at Mandalay Bay. If you can get through this Titus Tupperware security, come down and see us. We have gotten an okay from the people at the hotel and from Home Box Office.
Yay.
We can go upstairs and get groups of people.
Right.
And what we want are... people who are here on vacation.
Yeah, we want vacationers that really look like Turons.
And we have some questions, not exactly Joe questions,
right?
But questions that we can ask them and gauge.
Will you not be deviating from the script? Is it going to be the same way?
I will not deviate. I'll show Joe how to do the job.
Excellent.
And the best part is you guys will be here to help me describe the people.
So when Rob goes up and fetches these people to come down into the belly of Mandalay Bay near our broadcast site, he's going to say, would you like to come down and participate in a questionnaire.
Yes, to be on a national radio show to discuss what you like about Las Vegas.
And we will have prizes for them, Rob?
Of course.
Made of plastic?
Listen,
here's the second question, the pedestrian question. So, why Las Vegas this time?
That's perfect.
You know, that's the setup to go to other places.
Oh, sure.
Listen, before we get to our trip out here, and God, we got a lot of it, should we deal with the guy, the program director from the Las Vegas station?
Yeah, that's fresh. Let's
otherwise,
get him over
he's
here.
Just going to stand and bother. Get over here. Come right. here now.
Come on now. Let's bring me the very,
Hello,
very...
Mike, how are you?
The very rap-tight program director of
this
the
is,
affiliate here. What's your... enter and sign in, please.
Jack Landreth.
Jack is about ready to really, seriously, the top of his head is about to pop open and snap, and blood vessels just will splatter up against the wall. It's amazing. You're a very uptight guy.
No, I just want to leave.
You want to leave?
Yeah.
Jack looks like one of those guys that was in the fake fraternity in old school. He looks like one of those guys that's just like almost middle-aged, and he's got a little Ray Romano in him, and he's like, I know that... This must be... How sad for you.
It is.
That we're here doing a remote broadcast, which is a nice perk, but for you, this is probably going to end up being the highlight of your broadcast career.
No, I could actually be upstairs right now.
Gambling?
No, this is the highlight of your career. You're on a national stage.
It is the highlight of this hour, correct?
You are on a national stage, and if you didn't want to be on the show, you wouldn't have hung around here like a fly today.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
I wanted to run 15 minutes ago.
No, come on. I walk up here, and you're blowing smoke to Mike, and I said, listen, whatever you're saying
literally,
to Mike.
Literally, yeah, I was opening my mouth, and he was blowing smoke.
I said, whatever you're saying to Mike, say it on the radio. Say it right now. You're the program director of what is our station out here?
KSFM.
KSFM.
Hot Talk 1140.
What, it's Hot Talk. It's 1140 on the AM dial?
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Now, you were saying...
That's a good position.
I will tell you, and what is your
I will tell you, 13's a bad number. You go below 13, you're okay. Although, like with TV, I generally feel better about my radio stations the easier the number to understand. If I got an over-the-air TV station, even though everybody has cable and satellite,
mm-hmm.
still, you know who I like? 2, 4, 5, 7, 9. I start to lose it at 13.
You like 11:50?
11:50, can I be honest?
Yeah.
If I had to be on AM, you give me an 85. You give me something right
the real low numbers.
Give me something right in the middle. Right in the middle of the dial.
How is the signal here?
Signal's fairly good. It covers covers Las Vegas real well. You guys listen over
great,
there, right?
Great frequency, Chief.
It's a good signal. You can hear it?
All the way out to Pahrump.
Where's, all the way out
to Pahrump.
How is the How is the radio station rated in the most recent Arbitron ratings?
Well, you know, Don, it's not about, ratings. It's about qualitative.
All right. So
we're sucking wind in Las Vegas.
Now, is it us? Is it the station? Tell me. What were you telling Mike about how fantastic the audience is?
Can I, Jack, just chill for a second.
I'm here.
I will say, I don't mind you interviewing him about what we were talking about, but at a certain point, that conversation became a little more private than I'd like to share with our listening audience. So you can ask him about the nuts and bolts of the, quote, business.
Okay, all right.
But as far as the private chat Jack and I were having.
This is Mike as always. Whatever happens between you and Lady stays between you and the Lady.
That's what Jack said to me. Jack said, you know, what happens in Las Vegas
stays in Las Vegas. So
We haven't finished that yet, and that conversation will be continued later.
All right, so what were you saying about our incredible success in Las Vegas? What were you saying to Mike? I heard you saying something to Mike.
They're passionate. Your audience here is passionate. They love you.
And how so? How did they demonstrate that to you?
Well, that's, you know.
No, I don't. No, I don't. How do they demonstrate?
Rob, are you starting to hate him like we all are now?
Are you familiar with the notion of communications? I mean, really, that's what you make
yourself. Something like that. Something like you.
You're a moron.
When I say to you, how does the audience? And you say they're passionate. I say, how so? And then you look at me like, you know, we're on the radio. Look at me like my dog looks at me when I say, do you want to go to the bathroom?
Well, you know, the response from the listeners to the radio station for the Don and Mike radio program is positive.
All right, positive in what way? How do you know this?
I don't really. I'm just lying.
All right, are we done with the billboards? The billboards aren't working.
Yeah.
Do we have any kind of advertising for the show out here in Las Vegas?
Oh no, Mike. They're through an agency. I know that it's WOM. It's our favorite agency, word of mouth. Is that right? Word of mouth is absolutely.
And the side of a van.
That's why you're down here today. Now, before you leave.
Yes, sir.
I want you to meet somebody.
Our
HBO guy. Who is this?
It's that Jay Levinson.
Jack, why don't you turn the microphone over to Jay?
No, I want you guys to meet each other for a second.
Okay. Jay, I want you to know. The mic will pick him up.
I want you to know what a modern-day poacher is. That HBO...
I'm here to be abused?
No, not at all.
It's all me. Don't worry about it.
It's a crime against you and against home box office. That we're here to cover the fight. And
doing a great job of it.
And we're here on HBO's dime, and
we
love it.
And we couldn't thank you enough. Wonderful to have us.
We have a station here in Las Vegas, and this Nimrod is the program director. and it's the first break of today's show. Now, let's ask some questions. Who said... Boy, this guy,
it's ridiculous.
I don't know our good buddy Gordo, but I'll tell you this. When we made the decision that we were going to be coming out here to Las Vegas, the question was, who's going to be paying for this? Who's going to be paying for this? And the answer was, now as then, HBO.
Yeah. And Jay, that's why we want to thank you, and Jack, that's why we don't want to thank you. That's what we...
So you're a poacher.
There you go.
You're a poacher.
Yep.
You're basically here on...
You're a squatter. I don't know about you, but I don't think a 4-3 defense can work in this modern NFL climate.
A little competition there. Can we get the acoustic tile up between the broadcast sites?
Now let's turn that microphone off. So okay. We're done with you now.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jack.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye,
Jack.
Jack, no talking with Jay.
Yeah, all Jack. Right. Yeah.
Leave the man alone.
Jay is very
You're
busy.
A squatter.
He's a very important man.
You're a squatter. A squatter is what you are, sir. You're down here on the HBO dime, jumping on, saying, I'm going to be the first one on the show. I'm gonna, you know, why put any real thought into promoting our show? And you don't even have the brains to come up with an answer. When I say to you, what kind of passion are you getting for doing? I don't know. You know, I guess phone calls. Phone calls. Well, if our audience is truly passionate, I urge them to call radio station. What is it?
KSFN.
Call them and ask for the immediate termination
of Jack.
Of Jack, the program director.
Jack giving you the thumbs up.
Exactly.
Almost like he's saying, please, yes.
He's all right with that.
Oh, yes. No, really? Now, again, you know, this was the thing. When Mike was discussing FM with you.
And other things.
He certainly knows both sides of it because he was a part of the championship and now a member of Minnesota Timberwolves. Guess who's back on the air?
Who?
Mad Dog Mark Madsen. Mad Dog Hartman and...
Mad Dog!
I can't work. I can't work under these circumstances.
Yeah.
This is very difficult.
Hey, wait a minute. Eat one, Mad Dog!
We're trying. All right, I think we have to paint the picture here. We are side by side. There are only two broadcasts, to the best of my knowledge, going on this radio row. There are probably six or seven sites all the way down to the end of the row.
There's nine more sites, Mike.
They have jammed us next to this guy.
Side by side.
The guy who's so loud that we can't hear ourselves.
But nobody will say anything to him. The HBO ladies are walking by now and they're whispering, we're sorry.
He doesn't need a microphone.
Right.
He's using ours.
All right, now we're so professional that we can't get by it.
Okay, let's just wait a second. Let's wait. He's taking a phone call now.
All right, very good.
Taking a call.
We're going to be quiet now.
Now he's having some of his diet soda. We'll just wait for the next uproar.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, but we do have a lot of stuff to get to on today's show. But how dare that guy? Hey, what are you still doing here, pal? Well, come on, if you leave it, get out of here. Come on, what is today? Today's Friday?
It's Friday, Don.
Come here, let me give you a quick bit of advice. I don't know anything about how you run your radio station, but you're hanging around here, so you're going
to
get some quick advice.
I was trying to be polite.
Do you have a morning show on your station? What's the morning show?
Johnson and Tofty.
Johnson and Tofty.
Exactly.
Of course you do. Of course.
Well, Johnson and Softy get together for a Friday.
Okay.
How are you?
All right, let me tell you, so here's a basic radio rule. Now, do you run promos on your station that say, you know, when you wake up on Monday morning, listen to Johnson and Toffee?
Toffee.
Yes,
so you do. Okay. Here's my challenge to you. I bet you have them scheduled to run on your radio station tonight. I bet you do.
The promos?
Yeah, I bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you got them scheduled to run tomorrow morning. Do you think anybody who listens to the radio on a Friday night when they get in the car to have a good time, or on a Saturday morning when they're going to go to the car wash, wants to get in the car and hear, hey, it's me, the schmuck that's going to be on Monday morning when you have to go back to work? Think about that. That's some real radio advice. Now get your ass out of here.
That was very useful. What do you wish him to do?
He should.
What do you want him to do? I was listening to your advice too. I didn't get anything from.
Okay, here's my point. Dumb guys like that. Dumb guys like that. who run radio stations?
Right.
One of my pet peeves with radio stations is. It serves no purpose to the audience.
To run those promos for the morning show on the weekend.
On a Friday night, when you're driving home and you hear, hey, it's Jack Diamond. Monday morning on the get together, we'll be, you know, it's stupid.
That's why when you were programming WAVA years ago, the promo that would run on Friday night would be WAVA. Have one on us.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Listen, I was just trying to give the guy a real bit of radio advice. And
she appreciated it.
And here's the,
well,
I'm
glad we got through that.
Here's the shocking Trump card.
You're all wound up now.
Well, because I had the Trump card that I wasn't able to drop on him.
Right.
That, as it turns out, I do know of this radio station. I am a radiophile. I did have the radio on today.
How's the signal?
The signal's fine in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The signal's fine.
Okay.
But here's the point. I heard today. Now, I'm going on East Coast time at about 11 o'clock. So what time is that out here?
That would be 8 o'clock.
All right. Then it was at 11 o'clock. It was an hour after the morning show was done.
Okay. 11 o'clock would be it would be 11 o'clock here.
I already heard that it was 2 o'clock our time.
Okay.
Right. I have already heard on the radio station a thing saying, hey, I hope you have a great weekend. And Monday, don't forget. So the guy's already doing it.
He's doing it. And you want to kill him.
No, I wanted to give him a life lesson that could help him.
I think that's wonderful, and I'm glad that we did that. You know, and I'm glad that we had him on at the front part of the show.
No, Mike, we still have plenty of time to discuss you. You're the best part of this whole trip.
Why?
Because your show last night, your performance last night.
I don't have any memory of any show.
Let me just say, Dallas-Fort Worth is now nothing. That entire experience traveling with you is nothing.
It's eclipsed. You know, I felt that I was festive.
You, Chief, you came through.
I know, Chief. Let me tell you something. We started early and we continued, and I continued well into the flight.
I do want to before we talk about Mike's. And boy, we got a lot. And you know, it's a lot when Mike even says to me last night at some point. He even said it to me this morning. Hey, don't forget to write that thing down about me and the guy on the plane.
Can I say why that is? Can you just give me a minute here to tell you why that is? Everything you're going to talk about and everything in my behavior, my festive behavior last night, sprung from taking off on that airplane next to that man. And
okay.
Don't you think
I can
over
see
the years,
where that might be a legitimate defense?
Don't you think that over the years I have done a very good job in keeping my phobia of flying under in somewhat in check? I mean, you've flown with me when I've had something drink.
No,
you've flown with me when I haven't.
No, I know.
I keep it in pretty good check.
All right, if you're saying that's where it started, I believe you.
What happened was, and I will tell this later when you give me the opportunity to.
We'll do it in the next break.
I will tell you why I was as freaked out on that takeoff as I have ever been, and that was after having a lot of Jesus juice prior to getting on the airplane. I still, all the alcohol in my system it evaporated when I talked to this guy. He terrified me with his little story.
Why a man would tell this story to a guy that's a phobic flyer after I was a phobic flyer. Okay. Calm down.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to get to you. It all makes perfect sense now.
It all makes perfect sense, Mad Dog. It makes perfect sense to me, Mike. Mike, you Mad Dog, you're crazy. Mike, are you on the roids? You look slimmer, Mike. Hey, hold it down. Hey, hold it down, Mad Dog. Hey, hold it down, pal. Come on now. For God's sake, you might have to do something spontaneous.
Like I'm supposed to ignore that?
It's impossible.
You can't.
Like I'm supposed to ignore that?
It's a little hard.
So anyway, I just want to paint the picture again. The other person that's doing a radio show in this room is very loud. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm trying to be polite.
As am I.
And at a certain point, you just can't be polite anymore.
As am I.
Oh, line is crossed.
This might be the very first remote, and you know, it's a fight environment.
There's a ring next door.
Well, there's a ring. We might have to.
It's very simple.
Do that? You know, get the gloves on and figure out who.
Why don't the HBO people just move him all the way down there,
or move us?
Yeah, either way.
I mean, we'll move. I'd like to move during the commercial
break. I don't like the neighborhood.
Tony, is that possible, do you think?
In a 9-minute break?
Tony's looking at me like, Mike, don't even ask.
I don't like the neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't like the neighborhood either. This sucks. I don't want to be next to this guy for 4 hours.
No. Hold on, let's just listen to this for a second.
Selection Sunday coming up. We've got exhibition baseball. We got hockey.
We got exhibition baseball coming up. I want to tell you. We got the Cactus League. We got the Hot Stove Rotisserie. We got the Final Four.
These conditions.
We got the Sugar Shane Mosley Winky Ride 5 from the home baseball fans.
It is a little loud.
Eat one.
God. Save me.
Oh, here we are, broadcasting live in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, I think that we're going to have to hold off on this first commercial break.
Yes.
Just to see what happens.
All right, well, I think they've gone to break. So
I know they have.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying let's see what happens.
Okay, there seems to be a meet and greet right now.
Okay.
All we are doing is paying attention to the other broadcast site. We are being categorically ignored by the other show.
By the other show, but all the HBO people are now...
They're quietly amused. They're good people.
I don't
think they're angry yet.
Worried amused.
Worried amused.
Yes, concerned.
I like worried amused. I really
worried amused.
Right.
So should I approach this guy and say, hey, dude, are we going to have a contest all day to see who can talk the loudest?
Well, we're going
to
figure out, we're going to see if he wants us to move. Do you want us to move down a little ways down there?
Or would you like to move?
We're loud talkers and you're a loud talker, and it's not working.
Mad Dog, you're not hearing us, Mad Dog?
I don't think he's Mad Dog. You're not Mad Dog.
You were talking to a guy, Mad Dog.
You were talking to Mad Dog, right?
I was talking to Mad Dog, Mad Dog.
And you're going to be talking exhibition baseball pretty soon.
Will it be that level for the entire broadcast?
And the Final Four.
Is it going to be that level for the entire broadcast?
That's the way I talk on the radio.
All right. All right, well, then just be advised, this is the way we talk on the radio, and unlike you, we're talking on the radio now, just so you know.
We don't have a problem, though. If we're all
okay, if we don't have a problem, I got a problem because when I'm trying to have a conversation with my guy, I hear Ted Baxter over here going, exhibition baseball!
Well, I'm glad you guys are listening.
Well, no, see, we just have very short attention
spans. Well, I'm glad you guys are listening. I got news for you. Deaf people are listening to you. Jesus Christ. I swear to God. I swear to God. Helen Keller just called. She said your show's great. She loves it. She wants to talk about exhibition baseball.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hi.
You know.
How you doing?
And you wonder why it's great to come to work every day.
There is a lot.
You know, because you just never know. You never know what you're going to have.
No. Any given day.
You never know.
It's delightful. So now he would just sit there with his headphones on. Guy not even doing a show. He's just going to sit there with his headphones on and twirl his pencil.
I want to move.
Well, no, I don't think we should move now.
Now you're digging your heels in.
This is our space.
I don't think Tony wants to move us either.
And Mike, this can, trust me, this could be running hilarity on the show tonight.
I think all day long.
Yeah.
It could be very, very
Because I guarantee you this. Well, first off, there's more of us than of him.
Yes.
Yeah, we can take him.
And either, you can, Buzz, I got news for you.
Yeah.
And this is a vote of confidence to you.
Uh-huh.
Well, at the same time, I'll put down to him.
Uh-huh.
You could take him.
There
right.
you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you need me to?
Hell, Rob could take him.
And we've got ring. We've got a ring. We are 10 feet away from the Sugar Shane Mosley Winky Wright ring.
Oh, now Rob's over there talking to the HBO lady.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah,
couldn't
be nicer
right now.
I was just wondering if there's a chance that maybe we could move the cup because this is really unacceptable. I know that.
This is why he shouldn't be.
There's a shooting pain in my right arm.
I love the boy. He's a dear, but he shouldn't be the producer. Hi. What's happening, Robbie?
Do you want to interview some boxers?
Unless they're the boxers whose pictures I'm seeing, Sugar Shane Mosley or Winky Wright, I don't think so.
Would you want to interview Jim Lampley?
Yes. Why?
I thought we'd want... He's the boxing announcer. What? Yeah, come on. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? I don't know. Jim Lampley?
Jim Lampley? Is it Jim Lampley?
No, the answer is no, we don't want
I guess. No, we can... If you'd like to listen, this is a...
No.
This is
I'm not going to go down that highway.
No,
not that slippery slope, mister.
No, no, listen. Let me tell you something. Danny.
Listen, Chief.
Okay, Chief.
Come on, Chief. Don't base the interview on Mike wanted to do it.
Chief, I wouldn't. I'd give it everything that I have.
Okay.
I try to bring out the very best in Jim Lampley.
I want to interview George.
George Foreman.
That's who I want.
Right. I don't think there's going to be a chance of that.
I want George.
Is Jim Lampley the best that they're throwing up at us right now?
Thus far, but they could do better later.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see.
What's the window on Lampley?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Window lamp?
Yeah.
Window lamp. Yeah. See what I did there?
I know. Yeah. I know you. You made it funny.
Isn't that good? Because I came to play today. I guaranteed it.
I know you did. You've already come to play
There's
today.
And I'm ready.
So have I. I'm really ready to play.
You are ready
Hold
to
on.
Play today.
Hold on. This is my man. Is he back on yet?
The wrestler turned football player.
Hold on. He's talking to his producer.
Right.
See, now anybody out there wanting to know what it is that we're looking for in a producer, this is not what we're looking for.
Not at all.
Whatever this conversation is.
Not one little bit.
Where he's listening. He's now listening. Someone's telling him what to say. Still discussing. Still listening. You know, the producer should be doing the show. The producer's doing all the talking here.
Seems to be preparing him for his next segment. But I think that...
He's just licked his finger.
It could be very interesting. It depends on what they're going to be talking about. I'm not sure.
What is this radio station?
Isn't it nice, though, when it's nice and quiet and we can just have
this
conversation?
What is the radio station that we're backed up against? It's
Extra Sports.
1150.
Worst logo I've ever seen. It's hard to decipher.
Oh, I know that. I swear to God I know this. That's a Mighty 690. Right? That's from Tijuana. Mike, I am not...
That's right. You mean the one Charlie and Harrigan used to be on?
Yeah, the call letters are something like XTRA.
Are Charlie and Harrigan still on that radio station?
Hey, do you work at the Spanish-Mexican station?
He's not listening.
Hey, Mad Dog.
It's not Mad Dog. He was talking... I think Mad Dog's back, like, in the studio.
I know, I was goofing on him.
I know.
I know. Is that the Mighty 690? That station used to rock. Well, now he won't...
No. No, you've made another friend.
Oh, and I've done it all by myself.
Yeah,
it's your fault. All by myself. Because you guys were all okay with him screaming like that?
I like him.
You do?
I like him a lot.
You do?
I do. I really do.
You do? Well, I don't.
I like everybody.
I don't.
I like everybody.
I don't.
I know you don't.
Here's somebody I like. Before we break, spotlight on Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
I like Oscar Goodman. He's the mayor of Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Now, why do you like Oscar Goodman?
I'll tell you why I like him. Because of all the days, with all the things that could be in the newspaper, the day we come to Las Vegas, here it is on the front page of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The mayor, Oscar Goodman, stayed away from the grand opening of the Hofbrau House last night.
Actually, Diego's here right now.
Diego's here right now, Mike.
That's a boxer, I believe.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Look at this.
All right, now, come on.
Hold on, but I can't. I
want to know what you're, because I'm curious what you, what happened. He stayed away from
I'm just looking at the, I'm just waiting for the DJ to scream again. I'm sorry. So they're opening this place last night called the Hofbrau House. And as it turns out, the Council of Carpenters is upset that non-union workers were involved in building this near replica of a Munich, Germany.
Yeah, the place that they had with the beer hall.
Yeah. Well, the Jewish Defense League has backed the Carpenters and said, Adolf Hitler, when you think Hitler, you think Hofbrau's. And it was at Hofbrau's where Hitler began his reign of terror.
Wow.
And I only thought that was ironic because Rob's in town on the day that the place opened.
Now, what is the deal? So the mayor is against this place because of the name of it? Is that what it is?
Because
I'm totally confused because of the...
The Jewish Defense League is saying that, well, come on, Hitler had a Hofbrau.
Uh-huh.
And
the mayor doesn't like the fact they used non-union workers to build it.
Apparently. So the whole thing is
stinks? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort.
Yes, it does. It's the beautiful Mandalay Bay, Mike. It stinks. It stinks all right. It stinks on ice, and it's funny for our show.
Yes, it is.
Don, they have a boxer now.
Hello. Here we go.
Hi, ladies. What? Yes.
Hi. Welcome.
What's going on?
Can I ask who you are?
What's your name?
Coco
Kokovis. What is your name?
Cool.
Coco.
Hey, Coco, can I ask you something?
Coco Kokovis.
Are you having problems hearing us?
Over this gentleman over here speaking this loudly?
That would be the problem.
That's
we're
the
having.
Problem we're having. Coco, we're having a problem because it's so loud next to us. We've never done one of these broadcasts where we've had somebody next to us who's screaming. It's very hard, Coco.
Yeah, see, you're showing a bit of a mark from the fight.
You're showing a bit of a mark from the fight. I mean,
you hear him, Coco?
Yeah. Too much.
Yes, too much.
Yes, Coco.
So we're here for you, Coco.
Well,
and if I could tell you something, you're hot, Coco. Hot Coco.
Yeah.
You've heard that. You've heard that before. You're a Swiss Miss.
Coco, how are we going?
Pardon me?
What's your name?
My name is Don. Don, and that's my friend Mike.
Hi.
And Coco, who are you? What do you do here? You're from HBO. Hi.
Ah.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you got us here. If we just could be moved away from the loud talker, things would be great. What?
I don't hear anything.
Well, that's when he stops talking.
You will. See, you got to wait because now the guest is talking.
Yeah, the guest is talking at a manageable level, you see.
Let's work this out.
We're going to work this out. Yes. We're going to work this out.
What do you think? You're going to slip us some money? Unless you're going to slip us some money.
But you had talked about our per diem. How can we help you?
I don't think
me a per diem.
I don't think that Coco should be negotiating with us on the radio.
No, I think we're going to do that during the break.
I think that this Coco has grown cold.
Yes. She's very pretty.
Coco is having a conversation with some other guy right now.
Yes, Coco. Hold on. Yes, on microphone. So we're on the air right now, Coco.
We're doing a show.
So I just love it here in Las Vegas, and it's going to be hot.
Hey, listen, we love home box.
And then she pushes my microphone away. Thank you, Coco. You certainly controlled that situation.
She was through.
Coco, you're outstanding. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Who do you guys want?
Hey, Coco, can I ask you a question? This is not related to the show or anything like that. Coco, where's the party?
The party is at Mandalay Bay tomorrow night.
All right, fantastic.
We'll be here.
All right, good.
Okay.
Look, Coco's talking again. Coco, I have to put the microphone.
You're going to need a microphone.
We're doing the broadcast.
We're
yes, Coco.
So,
yes, Miss Butter.
Yes, Coco.
Cocoa butter.
Hot Coco here.
Puffs.
HBO.
Mm-hmm. Cocoa Puffs.
HBO. She's a promotion machine.
Come on, you got your HBO in. We're saying HBO. Honey, we got a break.
We love the game.
Coco, you're wonderful.
Thank you, Coco.
Thank you, Coco.
Even though we didn't accomplish anything right now, it's wonderful.
Thank you, Coco.
Yes, Coco.
The pleasure is mine.
Thank you. Thank
all
you.
Mine, all mine. And so I came over here so we can collaborate on how I'm going to bring some talent over here.
Well, Coco, I would rather not have this discussion on the air because it would depend how you define talent.
Well, I understand.
So we should probably have that conversation off the air.
Coco, you see that boy right over there with the large head?
He'll be the one.
He's the one you talk to during the break.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
See, because if it was me, I'd probably just say, you're fine. I could spend 4 hours talking to you, Coco. Yeah.
Hot Coco.
I could.
Hot Coco.
We could. See, can't you hear this guy, this little talker?
Everybody's talking about what's coming up on the series, and I gotta wonder.
Coco, I'm an artist. I'm an artist.
He's a sensitive artist,
Coco. How can I work out of this?
He's a sensitive artist.
Would you have Picasso standing there painting with some sports talk guy screaming in his ear?
You're painting your picture. You're painting your afternoon painting.
Coco here.
What's that, Coco?
I love it when you talk about yourself in third person, Coco. I love that.
I like Coco.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring Jim Lampley.
Coco's a little combination of...
Lampley, we have to discuss. See, yeah. This is why we should not be having this discussion
on the air. We're doing a show right now.
See, we're still on the air.
We're up on a break, Don.
Yeah, I know we are. Rob, why don't you take Coco over to the other area over there?
Thank you, Coco.
Nice meeting you, Coco.
Rob puts his headphones on. You didn't move.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Rob doing the producing duties on this thing.
Well done.
I think I'm going to stay.
All right. Well, we got a break either way.
All right.
That's it.
That was, I think, probably the most interesting first break we've ever done.
A good item.
And Rob, just between you and me, before you go give Coco any lip service, come here just for a second. Just, you know, now that we've had all this stuff?
No, seriously.
We don't need anybody.
We don't need anybody.
We're fine.
We're all set. 100%
we're okay.
Fine.
We just need the people from outside, though. Real people.
Real people that are in the casino hotel.
Real people. Right. We're live at Mandalay Bay. thanks to Home Box Office.
We're delighted to be here. And
I think that everyone's in agreement that...
We might be somewhere else in the building when we come back.
No, I think it's okay.
You do.
You don't think they're going to move us?
I hope they do. I don't want to be next to this guy for the rest of
the time. This will be hilarity, Mike.
I know.
This will be hilarity with this guy.
No. This will be hilarity. This will be non-distract hilarity.
Right. Oh, hold on. And you weren't distracted by him?
I mean, aren't you distracted by the guy? Sure.
Yes.
It's just, I don't want to do it for 4 hours.
Well, I might.
Okay. All right.
I might.
Okay.
Well, listen, you know what? You're going to get off topic off this guy anyway, because we're going to be focusing on you in a second here.
Well, we're going to be focusing on me. I don't want to be distracted.
I know. Trust me. I think your interest in the topic matter
will oversee. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Whatever.
We're in Las Vegas.
Okay, Chief.
For the mostly right fight, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, bring a single malted Glengarry for me and one for my boy Mikey here. And if you tell the bartender to go easy on the water, then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over it. Okay? I want you to run along because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. 1, 2, 3, 4. What a... Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She was smiling at what an asshole
you are. No. She was smiling at how money I was.
The Don and Mike Show.
Darling. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Thanks to Home Box Office. You might know of it as HBO.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, we're here at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas for the Sugar Shane Mosley Winky Wright fight.
I love that name, Winky Wright. You got to love that fight.
Put your money on Winky.
Winky Wright.
Winky.
Please, why not just have Rob Spiewak box Sugar Shane Mosley?
Don't say that to his face.
Well, I'll say that. Bring him down here.
You couldn't take him.
I'm not saying I could take him.
Yeah, well, actually, it's the one. I think it's what the weight class is, 154 pounds. I was reading that. Oh. So maybe if you and I really like to get a running start and like jump on him.
Yeah, we can't.
But he's got to be big and strong.
We could do like they do in wrestling. We could jump up on the ropes, and one of us could jump on him. The other guy would jump on him.
You know, the earlier today when I came down here, because we're so close to where the actual ring is, and they had the light fixtures were down from the ceiling, and they had it around the ring, so I couldn't get close to the ring.
Yeah, same,
but I've never been that close to a boxing ring, and I want to get in there.
That's pretty cool.
You want to spar?
Well, I think.
You might have your jams!
This trip out here, to get out here to Las Vegas, courtesy of HBO, we want to make sure we say that over and over again, was highly eventful because of you, Chief.
You know, when you told me this morning, when I talked to you this morning, and you said, you know, you were mentioning, maybe it's because of the fact that it was me.
Yeah.
That I, this might be news to me. I'm not sure.
Well, you were here for all of these things.
Okay.
You were here for all of them.
All right.
What a great trip it was. We got on the airplane, and now here's where dumb luck comes into it.
Mm-hmm.
I am sitting next to a lady who looks like the Jill Rappaport, kind of like that, the girl with the horse face on the Today Show. Nice looking lady, though.
All I could see was the top of your head, and I did notice that that you were engaging her in conversation. And
well, of course.
And you were engaging her in such. I know you well enough.
I was already in the Vegas mode.
I know you well enough to know the position of your head, and when you're moving, that you tend to shake your head when you're making points and stuff, and when you're involved in a conversation, you move a lot slower if somebody is boring you. And I noticed that you seriously, all I could see was right above your eyebrows, and I see your head just going like that. I figured you were having a conversation.
Yeah, because what was nice about talking with her, she had three kids,
mm-hmm.
like a 3-month-old, a 5-year-old, an 11-year-old.
Right.
You know, she's not interested in me. I'm not interested in her. But
so you think?
But listen, at one point she did mention something about
I'll be staying at the Palms
at the about breastfeeding.
She
did.
And she probably had no idea that she entered your erotic wheelhouse.
That made your head bounce.
She said, telling her something about Bart at college, and she said, oh, tell me, I've got an 11-year-old, a 5-year-old, 3-month-old, and then she opened her shirt. Now, I couldn't see.
Opened it?
No, she lifted it out like this.
Right, right.
She said, oh, but you wouldn't know it to look at these, and immediately, you know, all that's going through my mind is Dear Penthouse.
You thought perhaps it was the Mile High Club.
But no, not a chance. But she was nice, and, you know, I gave her a compliment at the end. I said, it was very much like traveling with my wife. We made some mild conversation about whatever the movie was, and then we left each other alone for the rest of the trip.
It's great when you sit next to somebody and you're really trapped for 5 hours on a plane, that you're going to have somebody that you enjoy their company.
And you unfortunately did not with guy, the handsome, the Jack Black lookalike.
The Jack Black guy, who was a little older than Jack Black, but was not an unpleasant guy, and we really didn't chat for most of the flight. Where our intense conversation occurred was as we were taxiing out and during takeoff. And I don't know why he chose to bring up his little story.
Because he wanted to hurt you.
You know, I don't know whether he wanted to hurt me or what the deal is, but I'm talking to this guy.
He wanted to hurt you emotionally, Mike.
We're having a nice enough conversation. He's talking about where he's from. I'm talking about where I'm from. And then he talks about how he travels all over the world. And I just decide that I will make mention of the fact that I'm kind of a phobic flyer. I mentioned that to him on taxi.
All right, Your Honor, maybe that's a problem, maybe, but...
I mean, I've said that to people.
But a savvy traveler would have ignored that and not gone on and told you...
Right. A savvy traveler or a savvy guy would not have gone into the story that he chose right after I said it. And this is how I said it to him. I said, you know, I used to get really bothered, but I'm a little phobic when I fly. And I don't enjoy it. We were talking about the window seat. He had given up the window seat. You know, and how do every flight that I ever take, if I'm not paying attention, they put me on the aisle.
And you know what?
I want to be plastered against the window.
You don't know how bad I sold you out, because I know you like it with the window seat. And you know I had the window seat. You know when you walked by and I said, hey, Chief, and you said, hey, Chief, you know that soccer mom I sit next to?
Yeah.
She said, oh, did you want to switch to have? And I said, oh, no, he's fine.
Oh, I would do the same thing to you.
I said, he's fine. Like 6 rows back, he's fine.
How many thousands of miles have you and I logged together? You can sit next to the hot lady that's breastfeeding. You know, and so this guy, I say, I'm a little phobic, and I'm like, and then I thought that was my cue to this guy, that I was going to press myself up against the window and then not talk to anybody. Because really, when I'm phobic, the reason I want the window, I don't want to talk to anybody during the critical times on the flight. I don't want to have anything to do with anybody. I want to press myself up against the window and ignore. Well, as soon as I said I'm a little phobic, he said, well, I guess I should be. And that was the start of his story. The story of his surviving a plane crash.
Wow.
A crash landing in Amsterdam. And as we are taxiing to take off, and I'm beginning to feel... You know, every muscle in my body tighten up as he says, yeah, I was actually responsible for getting the door emergency door pulled open in 1978. It was Amsterdam, and he goes in, and I'm sitting there, and I'm speechless. I'm frozen in terror because this guy, first of all, we're just about to take off, and this guy's saying, I thought it was snow because the gear wasn't down, and when we landed, they'd actually put foam on the runway, and I'm like, going, you know, I'm speechless, but inside I'm going, shut up, please.
This guy in this story, he's talking about the foam that they put on the runway that he thought was snow, because later on he knew it was foam because they hit the snow, and that's when the snow had a different consistency and almost flipped the plane over. Then he's talking about the fact that he took the door, pulled the door inside, and that little automatic chute went down.
Well, why would you just say to him, though? Why would you just say, hey, I'm a phobic flyer, dude?
Because we were at takeoff. We were taking off. Okay. The gear was coming up in the plane. I was ready to go to the bathroom. I was that freaked out. Wow. I could not believe what he was doing. And then he says, and really, the flight attendants were no use whatsoever. They were so hysterical. And prior to that, then he's like, it's no chronological order here. I think the story was finished. And then he goes, well, right before it happened, the co-pilot ran back to 8A and had a flashlight and literally threw these two women out of the seat so he could take the flashlight and see where the gear was when the gear wasn't coming down. So they got another pass, and we came down, and when we realized that, the pilot pulled up, and we knew that we were going to crash. And I'm just like, why? And I, so we get airborne, everything's fine, and I just can't get alcohol in me fast enough after this story, because all I'm thinking about is he says, you know, usually the real problems, this is as God is my witness, this is what he said to me.
What?
Usually the problems occur on takeoff. Landing's usually not a problem. And please just shut up.
That's funny.
And
that's funny. Sorry.
So I'm not justifying my behavior, but I'm telling you how it started, and I just wanted
you got a head start on it.
Oh. We were all a little festive. Oh, I just absolutely kept going longer than I think. You get on the plane and you pretty much either watch the movie or Zach guy,
sleep,
you have a Diet Coke. I get on the plane and it's like, well, we've started. No need to finish. So,
all right. Having said that, as an acceptable,
I was festive.
As an acceptable reason to be festive, right. Everybody speaks the code.
I was drunk
when we got off the plane. This is where we got both mics, and I've been out with Mike long enough to know that when Mike drinks, you either get this, and this is the first time now
that you got both of them.
Yes, and they would happen so rapid fire. Mm-hmm. See, now you're noticing the guy. Now that you're not talking, you're noticing the guy.
Like you were when I was talking.
But
right?
See,
it's hard. It's hard. It's very hard.
I was paying attention.
It's difficult, but I'm listening to you. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the mics that I got last night. Normally you go out with Mike and you drink with we're drinking, or at the end of the night you turn, and it's either you're very happy,
right,
or you're very angry.
Mm-hmm.
Last night when you got off the airplane,
I was both,
and the changes were Sybil-like. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you the changes as we're walking through the airport. It starts.
Michael, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
Oh, good. He's taking a break. Thank God.
Hey, he's going to take a break now. That's a good idea. Take a break. Step aside. Let some real broadcasters get some stuff done here.
So we're
seeing the civil side of you right now.
No argument.
I know.
No argument.
Was I that bad?
Yeah, but it was funny, because here's the deal.
I know. I remember angry.
We get off the plane, and here's
your... That's about it.
And the name of your book. I will say this, that when you get this way, you show no favor. The spark lit into all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you out there that think I get a free pass, I don't get a free pass. The first thing I get, Rob, you were the first target, simply because when Mike and I got off the plane, the first thing Mike said is, oh, where is effing Rob? Probably back in row effing 18. You know. I'm way back here on the plane.
I have to give Rob credit, because the issue was there was a gaping hole. You know when you're getting off an airplane and you see the steady stream of people, and then there's a break in the stream of people, and you think, well, whoever that next person coming off is going to be, and I said, it's going to be Rob.
You call that person the blood clot.
That's exactly what it is.
That's right. And this was angry Mike, because
there's a blood clot in people getting off the plane. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time, and it's usually, it can be a very
very old lady, or just a person that's very fastidiously, like, putting pens in his backpack or something like that. And I was convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it was Rob causing the blood clot. So, exiting the aircraft.
Thank you.
So
it
Sorry,
starts,
Rob.
It starts
to be honest.
But then, once you came out of there, Rob, and Rob was one of the last people off the plane.
Let me explain. Once it wasn't Rob, then it wasn't Rob's fault,
right?
And I was fine with Rob.
And also, I had a good excuse for the reason of the blood clot.
Oh, God.
And
you did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. Well, let me get through my before we talk about the vomit.
Okay.
Really. Rob had the worst flight of all.
I think so. The mood then changed when Mike realized that it's a hike to get from wherever we got off the airplane to get where we were going to go get in the car that was going to take us to the hotel.
You think?
Okay. So,
you think it was a little distance? Now, come on. Do I get a little bit of credit on that one?
I am just telling you the changes.
Welcome to the airport. Here's your plane to get to the gate.
And now you were very angry. You were mad.
Ridiculous.
You were mad. You were screaming, like, I can't believe the layout of this place. Now,
why can't they finish these airports?
En route, here was... because you're going to get another bad one, and then you follow it up with a good one.
Okay.
Here's the bad one. And I don't know how many of you saw it. I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it starts out as good Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Good, funny, drunk Mike.
Right.
There's a family that's having a picture taken in the airport. And funny Mike, who incidentally, I have to do this chronologically. Because
was this before or after I got the cigar? This was before I got the cigar.
See, because the cigar is the happy part.
Okay, all right.
To do them in chronological order.
The next step after everybody got off the plane was the family having the picture taken.
No. You were mad about walking to go to where the car is.
All right, and then the family.
And then, so you're mad about that. You're very mad about that.
Yeah.
Then you said, hey, I want to stop and get a cigar.
Right.
So
before
the
hats, and he wanted me to yell.
Oh yeah, that's right. Don't you remember when you said?
Do
you know when Rob gets his flu shot on the ear every year?
Oh yeah, I wanted him to go.
The Gleason yell.
Yeah, I wanted to do the Gleason yell. Yeah.
And then there was also when
I wanted to be loud and obnoxious in the airport.
Also, when this is all happy, Mike.
I'm so sorry.
When you were standing at Lids, that store that sells baseball caps.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning. We're going through the airport.
It was a great UNLV hat.
You're stopping looking at hats.
It was a great. Did you see those hats? They were rocking hats.
So all of a sudden,
you guys wanted to trundle forward.
I hear as I'm walking in front of me.
Well, we could do a little late shopping.
I hear Mike's loud, and I'm going to do it loud now, not to goof on this guy.
Okay.
But here's what I hear.
You're from Buffalo?
They were.
Buffalo rocks!
They said hi.
Yeah. Do you listen to WBUF? Dynamite Show?
I'm hearing this as I'm walking away. And then I hear...
That was at the hat store.
Yeah, I know, Lids. Right,
the hat store. Were looking at some Lids as well.
Mm-hmm. Then Mike says,
hey, here's Don. Don Jerome over the Dynamite Show.
You know, I'm just walking. I'm just keeping my head down going, this is now happy Mike. This is...
Do you know what you did? Is you went and you hid in a gift store.
Yeah,
which is, you wouldn't go there for $1 million.
Can I explain what happened with those guys? They were listeners. They said hi to me first. I don't know how they did, but they did. And they said, hey, Mike, how you doing? They knew we were in Las Vegas. And as soon as they said that, well, we do this to each other.
I know, but... Yeah,
we do this to each other. And I said, hey, you want to...
Because it was when you were festive.
I was festive. I was loaded.
And it was over the top.
Hey, he said, hey, Mike, hey, great, WBUF, that's a good radio station. You want to meet Don? And I see Don, like, running into the gift shop. I scream at the top of my lungs, hey, Don Geronimo!
So now that... Mike was really angry getting off the plane... trying to go to get the car, then got really happy with the guys from Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
then got really happy when he went and got a cigar.
Yes, now, even though it was a ridiculously overpriced cigar.
Continuing on the Mike is happy.
Yes.
Here's where,
I was very happy after I got my cigar.
Here's where it goes bad.
And I
endorse what you did next.
Mm-hmm.
There's a family in the airport getting their picture taken like by one of the gigantic Superman-sized slot machines or something. Mike...
get the picture taken.
Right as they're taking the picture, at the last minute, Mike walks up and just stands behind them. He's got the cigar in his hand.
I don't know whether it's Maxim or FHM, one of those men's magazines, you know, the pseudo girly magazines that have the women with bikinis in them. And they have sections in one or maybe both of them, where there's always a section of pictures at the back of the magazine where people mess up other people's pictures. And I had read that just like 2 days ago, and I see this picture, and I want to be that guy that's just in the background going, yeah.
Well, you did.
But my timing was a little off.
Because the family was all standing there, and it's not like Mike walked up right behind them that didn't know it. They realized it.
Yeah, they realized it before the picture was going to be taken.
And so
and it ruined my timing.
So I see the flash go off. And then as we're walking by, I don't catch all of it,
I hear you say something and the mom say something to you.
She took exception to the fact that I wanted to be in her picture.
And then
and
as,
she wasn't happy about
then
it.
As you walked,
and then I wasn't happy with her.
As you walked by then, I got her side of the story where she was saying, well, now that's a picture that we're just going to have to get rid of now because that man. And that's where Happy Mike
see, what they didn't realize,
got turned into Mad Mike again.
I mean, there are many people that would probably pay good money to have me in their photo.
And then, yeah. And then let's go to downstairs where we finally get downstairs to the loading and unloading area of the airport, about 10 minutes, and
come on.
There's a car that's somewhere driving around looking for us.
Right.
And we know this because they've called me on my cell, they called Rob on his cell.
I have now I know I'm going to let you go with this, but I do have I'm not justifying any of my behavior, Don.
I'm just saying
I'm telling you I have a reason for this because I got screwed by a car in Vegas the last time I was here.
Let me just say It was about 15 minutes of Mike walking around going, God damn, can we get... You know, Mike is actually at this point so mad, he's walking up to other guys who have cars there, and he's just saying to them, you want to drive us to our hotel? You want to walk around going, I can't believe this. I can't freaking believe this. Well, after getting real mad, the car shows up. As soon as the car shows up, Mike's back to being Happy Mike. And he gets in the car and he goes, now, I'm holding my bag on my lap because it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. He gets in the car to me and he says to me real friendly like, hey, what's that bag doing in your lap?
I didn't know what you were doing.
Like what? You're not going to have some fun tonight? And I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is the guy that I've seen go up, down, up, down, up, down.
I was curious because we all put our bags in the trunk, and then I didn't realize why you had brought your bag in the back of the limo with us until we got to the hotel, and then I realized what your goal was, to sprint out of that car and get away from me.
Bingo.
Get away from me as soon as humanly possible. It's like the wheels haven't stopped on the car with Don. But okay, good night. See you later.
Bingo. But Mike, you put on a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That show
I was angry when we were waiting for that car.
I know.
You know, when you fly 5 hours across the country, I just want to get to the
hotel. It was all too great.
It was a festive evening, started by that wonderful gentleman from Amsterdam. You know, and incidentally, that's where the plane crash was.
Yes.
Amsterdam.
Right.
That's where he landed in 1978. I'll remember it as long as I live.
And hey, Robbie, you gonna get us these people now? We're next break.
Yeah, okay, get the people ready.
We're going to talk to some people that listen to us here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, cool. And we can tell the story better than Rob can.
Mm-hmm.
Rob had a lady throw up.
A lady that threw up her buddy.
Oh, here he is. Hi, Robbie.
Hold on. Wait, tell your vomit story.
Oh, it was wonderful. Back in our section of the plane, there was a wonderful mix of preteens and post-adolescents who were providing the preteens with alcohol and Pepsi cups.
Oh, my God.
And hey, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Like Jesus juice.
And that's just like a scenario on that reality show on America. What is it, Southwest Airlines?
Yeah. What is that show? It's called Airline, right?
They threw these people up because they were giving booze to kids, so they were doing the same thing.
I have never seen so much climbing on seats in my life. I really was about to lose my mind. And then the lady three rows up across the way, who really was going through bottles like crazy.
Little airline bottles?
Of little cheap vodka bottles.
Right.
And then all of a sudden...
Little Dexter Manley bottles.
Hello there, that's bad.
All of a sudden came the deep red yawn because it was...
Oh, God.
We got our Bloody Mary mix back. With change.
No. You had told me last night, you said that the flight attendant came over and
yelled at her
and said, don't lose consciousness.
Do not pass out on me. I cannot do that. And she said, this is a cloth, and this cloth has been wet with club soda. Now you clean yourself up and you do not pass out on me.
Wow.
And now I have an astounding revelation to make that I didn't want to make on the plane last night because of when Buzz, remember when you went back to the bathroom and you said you stepped in water?
I didn't have my shoes on. I was just wearing my socks.
That wasn't, Buzz. That is gross,
that
Buzz.
That is so gross.
That is
Buzz.
Gross,
well,
Buzz.
It turned out to be.
It could have been water.
You stepped in the pew?
It could have been water from cleaning up the pew.
Could have been.
Buzz,
are you one of the kick the shoes off people?
Oh, yeah.
On the air?
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen, I had a pass. The guy next to me did.
Yeah. I don't care.
I'd like to be in that row.
Oh, Jesus.
My dogs have been barking.
Sweet Jesus Christ. We got a break. We're live in Las Vegas, courtesy of a home box office. Robbie's going to go out now on the casino floor and get us 10 couples. And, Rob, you know what we're looking for. People who are really here just having a good time.
Okay, so now we do have people. They've told us that there are people that are here to see us that they can't get into our security cauldron.
Wow. Yes, we understand that there's a group of... That's right, nothing right now. We are a self-sufficient radio show. Thank you, though.
We require nothing.
What, honey? When I talk to you?
You know you have
talk.
Okay, yeah.
You aren't talking to me.
Chamberlain.
What is your name?
Regina Chamberlain.
You smell wonderful.
Thank you. That's Michael. Michael Kors.
Michael.
What are you wearing? I'm trying to do Joan Rivers. What are you wearing?
What are you wearing? I'm wearing Givenchy.
What are you wearing today?
Regina, what do you do?
Regina, I work for HBO Sports. Uh-huh. I work marketing and publicity for HBO Sports. And I bring the talent over to you guys so you can interview. So I have like Joe Macy over there sitting waiting to be interviewed so he can tell you about his life tonight.
I think that you want to go right to the loud screaming guy with the headset on.
Yeah, we're self-sufficient. We just talk amongst ourselves. That's what we do. But thank you, Regina. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
She smells wonderful.
Yeah.
So are we to understand that?
Do you have any stories about Bob Costas? I mean, if you work at HBO, do you have any stories
he's
about Bob Costas?
Oh, he's only been, you know what, I work only boxing, so I don't work Bob
Costas. I've heard about Bob,
he's
though.
He's a good guy. He's short, though.
I know he's very short.
But he's nice.
He's nice. And has Bryant Gumbel ever hit on you?
No, he hasn't.
Any dirt on anybody? Any dirt at all on anybody?
No, I don't.
Mike,
everybody's really good to me, but that's because I'm a true sister, you know.
Here, you can help me. HBO lady?
Yes.
You can get rid of Chuck Williams, who's a judge with the WBC. With no offense to Chuck, who's been hanging around and wants to get on the show today.
Well, we're going to be talking to the people on the casino floor next.
He just gave me his business card, so...
Is this Chuck?
Yeah, this is Chuck right here.
So you were talking like Chuck wasn't... Are you like a judge? Are you a judge, like a boxing judge?
World Championship boxing.
Are you going to be judging the fight tomorrow night?
Last fight I did was Yokohama, Japan last month.
Okay. All right, see you, old-timer. Bye-bye. Nice talking to you. You know, yesterday's headline.
Watch out for these... Wink, watch out for these guys that judge boxing, Don. You know, hey, Don, a lot of holes in the desert.
Oh, no. Okay. Listen, when I saw this guy earlier
today... We're from Washington, D.C.
No, but where are they from?
I was down here about 3 hours ago, and right. He definitely looked mobbed up 3 hours ago.
Yeah, I think this is the kind of guy where...
I walked by before and did one... He just gave me the look and he just said, "You were gonna with me." Just when I walked by and I saw him this morning.
Look, he's falling up. You're gonna get hit.
You got a website you want to plug? You got a website, Chuck?
No, but if you'd like to just chat a little bit, I'd be happy to chat with you.
No, thanks.
You're missing an opportunity.
You're missing a golden opportunity,
all right,
Chuck.
My loss, Chuck.
He lives in Hawaii, you know.
We're going to be sitting down to dinner tonight. It's like, where's Don? Don's out in a hole in the desert.
All right, Chuck.
And you know something?
What?
You got to dig it beforehand. Because otherwise, if you dig it when you're out there, somebody comes along, then you got to dig two holes.
What? Chuck, what?
Chuck, you're in trouble.
Thanks.
Hey, at least he's on our side on that one.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Chuck. You're a good man,
Chuck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. What is the 14th?
I don't know what the 14th and end thing
is. I don't know what it is.
I think he's probably talking about Washington, D.C. Right.
Yeah, right.
Is that where you worked?
I lived at 14th.
You lived at 14th and N.
Back when it was...
When it was tough.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, it's still interesting, I think, at 14th and N. Isn't it? Isn't it still the red light district, right, down there?
Well, it was a block away, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when I played basketball at 18th and G, many days the only white guy in the gym,
uh-huh.
And the brothers would say, "Truck, where do you live?" I said, "I live at 14th and N." Ain't no white people over there. There's one there now. I'm busting the block. Came down from New York just to bust the block.
Yeah. And he's got some holes out in the desert.
Yeah, I know.
You know what you guys say? It's like you're greeting to Rob. Tough guy.
You got a gun on you? You got a gun on you?
I just told you I'm from New York. We don't need guns.
All right, nice meeting you.
I got guns.
Okay,
Chuck.
All right, get out of here.
Thank you, Chuck.
Nice meeting you. Nice meeting you, sir. Bye-bye.
Why are they so rude?
He's not leaving.
Listen to him. You hear what he's saying?
That's it.
Why are they so rude?
We're not.
No, not to me. I said, why are they so rude?
In general. It's our lifestyle.
It can't be a radio thing, because like I said...
It's our shtick. Okay?
Oh, it's your shtick.
It's our shtick.
People love it. He's got a shtick.
He's got a... Yeah. The problem is, more people listen to this shtick than that shtick. See, part of our shtick is that we say what we really wish we could say, and sometimes we really get the chance to really say what we really think.
That's okay if you're right.
And I think I, in your case, I think I am, sir. I mean, I see you seem like a nice enough fella. I said, no thanks, being on the show.
That's cool.
Nice meeting you.
No problem.
All right.
I think so, Chuck, are we, we're going to part as friends? Is that we're fine?
Everything's absolutely. Fine. Okay. No problem. All right, no problem.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. I get a vibe from Chuck. What? Now, why did the microphones get like this loud all of a sudden again?
Wow, I don't know.
Hello?
Wow.
Wow. Hello. Okay, there we go.
There we go. There, okay.
All right. Yeah, that's right. You heard it.
He's over there. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. I want him dead. I want him dead before he leaves Mandalay Bay. I want him to, when he gets in his car, in his taxi cab, and I want it to explode.
You heard. I stood up to him.
You did.
I stood up
to
him.
You didn't blame.
Although I did call him sir at the end.
But, well, that was the little fear factor that came in there a little bit. You know, when you were eyeballing him at the very end, it was almost like a little face-off. There.
And he kept mouthing to me, I want it. Up. He kept mouthing that.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. What I want to do is I want to put a bullet in the back of your head.
All right, Robbie, we need these people. We need some casino folk. We're back live from Las Vegas right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Vegas was a place where millions of suckers flew in every year on their own nickel and left behind about $1 billion. But at night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas. But it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
And a lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes. Except you gotta do it right. I mean, you gotta have the hole already dug before you show up with a package in the truck. Otherwise, you're talking about half hour or 45 minutes to dig it. And who knows who's gonna be coming along in that time. Before you know it, you gotta dig a few more holes. You could be there all f***ing night.
The Don and Mike Show. Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. How lucky can one guy be?
I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
All right.
See?
Thank you.
We could do that.
That's your favorite song.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Your favorite Dean Martin song.
We could do the whole Regis and Kathy Lee thing.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that if we had songs like that, like they do with Regis' voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the two of us singing, you're the Kathy Lee because you're the better singer.
Don't you know when you walk around here that we look at all the billboards, and don't you realize that we just belong on the stage together out here with our review?
Eventually.
Don and Mike in the Rat Pack. We visited.
Eventually. Although I was just online and seeing that, you know, more good tidings at Clear Channel Broadcasting.
Oh, boy, there's a big story today. Yeah.
That DJ that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago saying, gosh, how is it possible that that Clear Channel Radio, the blah, 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 blah,
blah. How many calls we would receive on that guy where they'd say, hey, you know, what are you guys so uptight about? Because I was listening to this guy. You know, we said all along, we said, listen, don't judge what we're doing based on other radio shows.
Right.
Well, I think everybody that's wondering about somebody getting away with things, there was something proven today.
Yeah.
In this climate.
The point is, there was a DJ, there is still a DJ out there, they'll probably fire him now on WWDC, who would have let callers get through and drop the S-bomb and other F-bombs, all the bombs
all
would
the
get
words.
Through. And every time the disc jockey would go, like, oops, I forgot to hit the button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was apparently the technique that was used. Well, it didn't matter this time.
Yeah, no, and this is something from way back in August. So even though, you know, there's a bit of, you know, that guy got caught. Still, I think
it's still the climate, and you got to feel, you know, we're all in the same boat together. In that respect, it freaks me out. But I who knows what's going to happen to that guy?
So it's still a witch hunt. A
lot of holes in the desert.
But yes, the witch hunt has found someone.
FCC
someone
just dug another hole.
Yeah.
Actually, all I'm doing right now is filling time. And
a darn good job of it.
And once again, just giving eyewitness proof as to why Rob Spiewak was not a good producer when he was our producer, and why.
Now, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to go through security. I want you to be very careful now. If you could come down the stairs with me, we're going to go into the belly of the building, but I don't know where. I'm running short on time. I don't know if I'm going to do it all right. Are you all right, Don?
Love him like a brother, but here's the deal. Got up at usual time today,
mm-hmm.
6 a.m. East Coast. I was up at 3 a.m. Las Vegas time.
Yeah.
Rob called me shortly after. Buzz called me shortly after. Everybody's awake. I told Rob
that I called you at noon.
Hi. It was like noon East Coast time.
Right.
Anyway,
good morning.
Here's the point. Ed said to Rob, here's all you got to do. Just get 10 people from the casino right. for one break on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need is one break on the show. No, I keep looking around the corner.
He's not coming.
They're not showing. All right. Well, I got the questions ready. We'll get to them whenever Rob brings the people.
What's he doing?
I don't know. You know, we've been on the air now for how long have we been back on the air? Something like 4 minutes?
Close to that.
And we knew
that you were counting on doing your little questionnaire with these people.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
All right, well, never mind. Oh, he's coming now? Okay.
Now we're getting a signal. Let's see how fast he's walking.
Go.
No, there's no urgency.
No, that's the HBO lady.
No, they're coming in. Here come our listeners. Okay. I don't know whether they're listeners or just random people from the casino. We'll find out.
It'd be best if they're random people from the casino.
Yeah. All right. Now, there's still no sign of Rob.
I see everyone but Rob.
Rob is still gathering.
Still gathering.
Now, gather around. Here are the rules. Do not look down at my directly in the eye. Do not say anything about their clothing. Do not attempt to hand them anything that's loose or unwrapped.
This is simply a chance now for us to meet some people from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So let's get them one at a time up here. Ma'am, can we start with you right here in the yellow sweater?
Who wants to be first?
Come on.
A fine start.
All right.
You want a chair for her?
Yeah, give me a... We'll have everybody sit down.
There you go.
Yeah. Take that chair.
We're just moving some furniture.
Have a seat. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. We're a regional, coast-to-coast syndicated show.
Enter and sign him. What's your name, my lovely lady?
My name is Lisa Hossett.
And Lisa, where are you from?
I'm from Denver, Colorado.
Beautiful Denver, Colorado. Are you ready to take our questionnaire?
Am I ready? I'll shoot for the best here.
Okay, very good.
First question. Not on the paper.
Okay.
Kind of a pop quiz. Is that disc jockey talk too loud? Wait until you hear him speak.
I think I heard him.
Yeah, he's way loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we just want to confirm that.
Okay,
with
everybody. Yes. Okay.
So, why Las Vegas this time?
Well, I'm here for a conference, so.
What is your favorite thing about home box office?
What is my favorite thing about home?
Mm-hmm.
Great movies.
Mm-hmm.
Great movies.
Mm-hmm. Do you stay on 16?
Do I stay what?
On 16?
Do you stand on 16?
Do I stand on 16?
Yeah.
Sure.
Have you had a chance to take a refreshing swim in the Mandalay Bay?
I actually haven't, but I can see it from my room, so I will.
My friend Buzz here is gay. Do you feel that he should be allowed to proceed with his marriage to his boyfriend Joe?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. God bless you.
Politics. Very quickly.
Okay.
You'll be in the wedding.
Bush or Dean?
Bush.
Have you seen Mel Brooks' movie, The Passion of the Christ?
No.
Do you have any warm wishes for Roy Horn?
Roy Horn, I'm not sure.
Isn't Celine Dion wonderful?
Yes.
She has her own theater. Did you know that?
She does. Yes, I do.
Can you tell me the name of this hotel in Pig Latin?
Oh, God. Bay Mandalay. I don't know.
Aren't you glad the FCC is cleaning up radio?
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
very
there
good.
You go. It was wonderful talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Can I do one? Please. Later. No, you do it. That's fine.
I wrote them.
Okay. It's your bit. Go ahead.
Please.
I got my bit coming up later. You're fine. This is fun.
Hold on. Before you step up, hold on. Just everybody, just so you notice. Remember, it's like, have you seen the Mel Brooks movie? The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
Right.
Trick question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who do you support, Bush or Dean?
Right. Oh, you know what? The Mel Brooks, that got by me.
Okay. That's
that's how they get you.
Yeah. Okay.
Enter and sign in, please, sir.
How you doing? Nice Hawaiian shirt?
Great.
So you got the memo about the Hawaiian shirts. We all got them on today.
Hawaii and Vegas.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Barney Kelly and I'm from the great state of Arizona.
Arizona.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So why Las Vegas this time, sir?
It does seem kind of weird because we got such great weather in Arizona, but it's the happening place, Vegas.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite thing about home box office?
Excitement.
Do you stand on 16?
No.
Have you had a chance to take a refreshing swim in the Mandalay Bay?
The European pool.
My friend Buzz here is openly gay. Do you feel he should be allowed to proceed with his marriage to his boyfriend Joe?
As long as it's not in Arizona.
I promise. Okay. My pledge to you.
Wow. Very quick now. Politics. Bush or Dean?
Bush.
Have you seen Mel Brooks' movie, The Passion of the Christ?
No.
Warm wishes for Roy Horn?
No.
Isn't Celine Dion wonderful?
I don't know.
Did you know she has her own theater?
Yes.
Can you tell me the name of this hotel in Pig Latin?
No.
Aren't you glad the FCC's cleaning up the airwaves?
Sure.
Thank you for your time.
Rob, give him a T-shirt.
Enjoy your HBO shirt. Thank you.
What's great about this is you just don't know. You don't know what people are going to say.
No, you don't.
Are we going to go through all these people?
Are they all going to make the cut?
Well, we're running low on time. But bring the next Nimrod up. Here we go. Come on, boy, one at a time. It's just a guy. Here we go.
Yeah, this will be wrong.
Now, this looks to me to be maybe it's a honeymoon or maybe the getaway weekend.
This could be a honeymoon. We'll enter and sign in, please. Hi, sir, your name and where you're from.
Name's Jeremy Dunn. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey, hey there. Yeah, Milwaukee there, yeah. So is that your wife, your girlfriend you're with?
That's my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend. So, why Las Vegas this time?
You know, with some money.
What is your favorite thing about home box office?
Sopranos.
Yeah. Good answer. Do you stand on 16?
No, I was going to say... Excuse me?
Next question, please. Have you had a chance to take a refreshing swim in the Mandalay Bay?
No, I can't say that.
My friend Buzz here is gay. Do you feel he should be allowed to proceed with his marriage to his boyfriend Joe?
Sure, why not?
Thanks, buddy.
Politics, very quick now, Wisconsin. Who do you support, Bush or Dean?
Bush.
Have you seen Mel Brooks' movie, The Passion of the Christ?
I have. Great movie.
Do you have warm wishes for Roy Horn?
Not really, no.
Isn't Celine Dion wonderful?
No, I think she sucks.
Good answer.
Did you know she has her own theater?
Yes.
Can you tell me the name
Does the theater suck, too?
Yeah, that sucks also.
Okay.
Can you tell me the name of this hotel in Pig Latin?
Andale May Abe?
Yeah. And aren't you glad that the FCC is cleaning up the airwaves?
Not really.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
Good answers. He had a little tough time with the blackjack question, but I liked his answers.
Very nice. Now, here's the thing. Can all of these other people hear the questions?
No, they cannot.
They cannot hear?
No. Stage in an isolated
box. Well, hold on. You're the girlfriend? Hold on. Let's get another couple. Take the next lady. No offense.
She's likely. Give her a T-shirt, though, Rob.
Yeah, right. Because she's with the other guy.
Yeah, with the guy. You both get T-shirts.
So now we'll talk to a woman who's
here Falco.
As part of a couple.
Hello. Enter and sign in. Hi, Falco. Your name and where you're from.
She's got to go to Weight Watchers.
Your name and where you're from.
Hi.
I'm Jackie, and I'm from England.
From England?
Wow.
Oh, very good.
All right, Jackie. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Thank
you're
you.
On national radio now. Jackie, why Las Vegas this time?
It's just the best place for a holiday.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite thing about home box office?
I'm a boxing fan. I enjoy watching the fights that they put on.
Do you stand on 16?
Sorry?
Do you stand on 16?
I don't understand you, sorry.
Okay, have you had a chance to take a refreshing swim in the Mandalay Bay?
No, I haven't.
My friend Buzz here is gay. Do you feel he should be allowed to proceed with his marriage to his boyfriend Joe?
Yes.
Thank you.
Politics, quick. Who do you support, Bush or Dean?
Bush.
Have you seen Mel Brooks' movie, The Passion of the Christ?
No, not yet.
Do you have warm wishes for Roy Horn?
Do I?
Do you have warm wishes for Roy Horn?
Pass on that one.
Isn't Celine Dion wonderful?
Yes, she is.
Did you know she has her own theater?
No, I didn't.
Can you tell me the name of this hotel in Pig Latin?
Mandalay Bay.
Okay, that's so close.
Thank you.
And aren't you glad the FCC is cleaning up American radio?
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Very nice to meet you.
Take care now.
Thank you very much. Have fun.
Bye-bye, then.
And okay, we'll do her husband and one more.
That was the most incorrect answers on the last
one. And incidentally, folks, there is no Mandalay Bay. Okay?
Right.
Just when we talk about swimming in it.
Yes, of course.
Okay, just so that's understood.
Some may think that it's that pool outside.
Hi, what's your name, my friend?
Jeff Boulder.
Jeff Boulder, and you're also from England?
From Doncaster in South Yorkshire.
Nice to meet you, sir. Hi. Why Las Vegas this time?
Why this time?
Yeah, why?
The fifth time I've been here.
Why Las Vegas, sir?
Because it's the world's biggest playground. With nothing like this back in England, and I just love the atmosphere and the entertainment here.
Amen to that. What was your favorite thing about home box office?
Well, you can see the top-notch fights back in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Do you stand on 16?
What's that mean?
Have you had a chance to take a swim in the refreshing Mandalay Bay?
No.
My friend Buzz here is gay. Do you feel he should be allowed to proceed with his marriage to his boyfriend, Joe?
Nothing against gays, but no, I don't think he should be allowed to.
Very
take
quick.
That, Buzz.
Politics. American politics.
Yeah.
Bush or Dean?
D. 16.
Have you seen Mel Brooks' movie, The Passion of the Christ?
No, I haven't, no.
Do you have warm wishes for Roy Horn?
Do I what? Warm wishes for Roy Horn?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope he gets better, and I don't know what the latest prognosis is on him, but that was one hell of a bite.
Mm.
That's right.
Isn't Celine Dion wonderful?
I don't know her that well.
Did you know she has her own theater?
I understand so, but I don't know where it is.
Can you tell me the name of this hotel in Pig Latin?
In Pig Latin?
Yes, sir.
No, I can't. Mm.
And aren't you glad that the FCC is cleaning up the American airwaves?
Yeah, I am.
There you go.
For whatever reason, he was my favorite so far.
Good job. Thank you,
very
sir.
Nice.
That was very pleasant. I enjoyed that. one
Let's
a lot.
Get one more. Robbie, pick one more.
It was that British sensibility, but he didn't want you to get married.
No. Pick one more.
He wishes Roy Horn well.
Pick one more. Here we go. Yeah, a nice lady.
Good choice, I think.
And Busher Dean is also another
Busher
one.
Busher Dean is great, but the one that's making is Mel Brooks.
No one's got it.
That's the subtle one.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Rachel.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Rachel Muma. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Michigan.
Very cool. Yeah. So why Las Vegas this time?
For a wedding.
Uh-huh. Are you getting married?
No, a friend.
What's your favorite thing about home box office?
I don't know.
Do you stand on 16?
No, I hit.
Very good.
Have you had a chance to take a refreshing swim in the Mandalay Bay?
No.
My friend Buzz here is gay. Do you feel he should be allowed to proceed with his marriage to his boyfriend Joe?
I think so.
Bless you.
Politics, very quick. Who do you support, Bush or Dean?
Or who?
Bush or Dean?
By the way, I think Dean.
One guy. Me too. Have you seen the Mel Brooks movie, The Passion of the Christ?
No. I have to wait for it to come out on DVD.
Do you have warm wishes for... This is really... I got news for you. This is really hard to do.
I mean, I know.
I mean, do you have warm wishes for Roy Horn?
I don't know who he is.
Isn't Celine Dion wonderful?
She's all right. She's a pretty good singer.
She has her own theater, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me the name of this hotel in Pig Latin?
The Mandalay Bay. I have no idea how to speak Pig Latin.
Oh, that's too bad.
And finally, honey, aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up the radio?
Sure.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
For a t-shirt. Thank you. And that's all the time we have to meet the incredibly...
You finished very strong, Don.
That's it, Robbie. Thank you.
Well, nobody.
4 minutes earlier would have been perfect, but that was outstanding, Rob.
And since no one mentioned it during that survey, you know, I would like to mention that John Kerry is the Democratic frontrunner.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, nobody got the Mel Brooks. I didn't get the Mel Brooks the first time you did it. That's why it became funnier to me every time. Right?
What about the people who would have said Bush or Dean? Instead of just saying Bush, said Dean.
Dean.
Right. Dean.
Dean. Even though he's withdrawn his candidacy.
Right. And see you all in the Mandalay Bay. We'll see you there on the floats. It's great. I'll meet you by the water slide.
And nobody answered with what I was putting.
We have to break. We're live in Las Vegas, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show. Hold it, Phyllis. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change. It's the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. We're in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that even though... Oh, hi, Mike.
Be a lady tonight.
See, I won't join you on that one.
Luck to be a lady tonight.
I'll join you on the other one.
Yes,
on that Dean Martin one.
We'll do. I'd like to make that a tradition.
perhaps tonight.
Yes, perhaps tonight.
Tomorrow night.
Probably. Absolutely.
Perhaps
yes.
Sunday morning.
I just think it's going to be a festive weekend.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We've been under a lot of pressure.
Listen, it's great to be here at Mandalay Bay with the HBO people. And thank you, HBO. And thank you to all the people from HBO who have have come over and have said in very veiled terms that the guy next to us is a loud talker, but that we'll deal with it. Mike, of course, The Passion of the Christ, not by Mel Brooks, by Mel Gibson.
Right.
However, you'll be glad to know that the Germans are concerned about this movie.
Well,
now.
The Germans are concerned about everything.
Germans, I love Germans. We're going to, Robbie, did you know that? Have you? You've been on that incredible new ride at King's Dominion.
Oh, yeah, the mood swing.
Yeah, the freedom mood swing.
Now the mood swing. Now, the way I understand it, you guys sometimes you're going to Germany, sometimes you're not going to Germany.
We are going
to Germany.
Good. We have been planning a family vacation.
With a tape recorder or without a tape recorder?
No, with the tape recorder.
Very good.
We're planning a vacation to go to Germany for a couple of years. This was the summer that we're going to do it, Frieda and I and Rob and Carrie. And a couple of weeks ago when, things got a little dicey, Frieda said, even though I love you, and even if you get fired, I'll always love you, and don't worry. She said, incidentally, great vote of confidence. She says, you'll be fine with everything. I love you because you're not a quitter. You're determined.
Right.
I don't think we should go to Germany. I said, why? She said, just everything with the job and everything. It's just not the right time. So the incredible mood swing ride, though, which incidentally, you must be this tall to get on. The mood swing has now gone so far back the other way. What did you... You talked to her the other day, right? Where are we going?
We're going to Munich. We're going to Heidelberg. And we're going to Austria. Vienna.
Oh, really? Well, that's beautiful.
This is how into it she is.
Don't come back without Lederhosen.
Salzburg, I believe it is.
Or the incredible Frieda Source mood swing. So, listen, here's what the krauts are saying.
Be very careful with that word when you're over there in Germany.
Here's what they are saying. They don't like it. I can't imagine us showing this movie to young people. Who is this? This is Michael Friedman, a guy from Germany.
Herr Friedman.
Our engineer.
You're very confused about the potential of the movie in Germany.
He says, then I imagine us showing this film to young people and then taking away from the movie the idea Jews are responsible for the death of Jesus. That is explosive, and we cannot accept it.
So this is the rap on the movie that's been from the movie. The movie is anti-Semitic, that it will arouse hatred
people. Here's the part that's funny. And again, don't mean to be you over the head with it, but it's funny that the crowds are the ones that are saying this, because hey, how many Jews did you kill?
Yes, and of course, what's the mantra of this show?
Well, I've got it right here, Mike.
Yes, listen
Hi,
to this.
This is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike Show.
Never forget. However,
so now you're concerned.
Even while people are standing up saying they hate the movie or they love the movie, very few celebrities have come out to make a stand one way or the other on the movie.
It's a hot potato.
Jerry Lewis has made a statement.
Well, Jerry is always one for an opinion.
Now, Mike, I'm using a quote here. Jerry is a new Jew.
Mm-hmm.
This is his quote. After conquering back pain.
Jerry. Jerry Lewis is being serious again.
This is Jerry. I'm a new Jew because I have conquered my back pain.
Very good.
I understand the accusations of anti-Semitism, but Jesus Christ was a Jew. Isn't anybody going to make a point of that?
And then later on in the quote it was, incidentally, my head is the size of four basketballs.
Oh, his head is way down.
His head shrunk?
Rosie O'Donnell, he's almost had a Beetlejuice thing happen on his head. Rosie O'Donnell's head is bigger than his head. Which reminds
his head is it going in the other direction now? Or is he the size of a tennis ball now?
Yeah, it's getting small, like at the end of Beetlejuice.
I want to thank my kids.
Which reminds me that today, when I was watching something, the local news, I love going to a new city and watching the news.
Mm-hmm.
And here, the ABC station, Channel 7, it's action news.
Don't you think, I was watching the local news today, and I was saying to myself, don't you think they ought to Vegas up the news here?
Yeah.
Like, perhaps have the anchor people in tuxedos and show girl on weather?
Absolutely. Channel 13, action news, and they run a promo for tonight's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on 2020 tonight is Mrs. Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, really?
That Rosie O'Donnell, and I know it's O'Donnell, but it's funny.
Doesn't
O'Donnell,
she look a little Anne Heche-like, too?
She looks so much prettier than Anne Heche.
Really?
They've got her all dolled up.
Oh, that's such a tragedy.
And here's the quote that they used while they were promoting this thing. It was, as she refers to her, Ro.
Mm-hmm.
This is a girlfriend now, even though she's beautiful, still has that right. New Jersey way of speaking. She says, so Ro comes to the house and tells my parents, take it or leave it. I want to have sex with your daughter.
Ew.
And that's the clip that they showed.
And incidentally, wow. All my reaction when I say tragedy and I'm going, it's not the gay thing.
Well, oh, sure it is, Mike.
It's the Rosie O'Donnell thing.
Sure, yes, of course.
I mean, really, wouldn't it be just a lot better if you pictured her with somebody like Cameron Diaz? You know, Cameron Diaz on the steps of the courthouse, you know I'm watching, but with Rosie.
Mm. Hi, Rosie.
So, and Rosie just like grabbing her around the waist and just going, argh.
So her husband has, or rather her wife, since, oh, also, and she has taken Rosie O'Donnell's name.
So she's
the wife.
She's the submissive person.
She is, and she's hot, and you should watch her tonight on TV. Mike, I think you'll agree with me that we think Chris Rock is funny.
He is the funniest.
Entertainment Weekly, the magazine, has had a contest now. The funniest man in America, and you can't dispute this, Chris Rock is number one.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
He's great.
Now,
yeah, Chris Rock is the funniest stand-up comedian working today.
Really. Now, you go down...
And really, there's nobody that close to him. Either.
You go down this list... And it starts to get hinky, and I start to wonder where you and I are.
Okay.
Number one is Chris Rock.
Right.
No doubt, he's funny.
He's fantastic.
He's the best.
And it's the best stand-up I've ever heard, I think.
Next is Jon Stewart. I don't think there would be a disagreement. He belongs in the top 10.
Jon Stewart is fabulous.
Now, number three, I know you're not going to like it, but I think at this point he's got to be in the top 10 right now. My man, Will Ferrell. Have you seen Elf? Seen Elf?
No, I haven't seen Elf. I wouldn't go to see Elf.
I know him! Well, I'm not doing that to piss that disc jockey.
I mean,
that's
I wouldn't
when he
go,
screams out about
Santa.
But
is Will Ferrell really a comedian? I mean, Jon Stewart can do stand-up, but this is just funny people, right?
Yeah,
right.
Then you have...
Will Ferrell, I'm going to give you this, that Will Ferrell is... I mean, he's made a lot of good choices. He's made a lot of good movies.
Then you have Larry David.
I don't know.
You have Dave Chappelle.
I don't know Chappelle.
Then you have Ellen DeGeneres.
She's very fine.
I like her.
Then you have Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, I'd say, what have you done for me lately?
Nothing on.
Yeah, it's tough to do this because you're basing it on funny people and not stand-up comedians.
Right. Jim Carrey. Again, are we talking about Jim Carrey, the rubber-faced comedian?
It's the wrong Jim.
Belushi.
Jim Belushi. Oh, yeah. Right, according to the Jim.
And Jack Black.
The top of the list with Chris Rock is great, but the rest of the, you're right, hinky is the word for the rest of that list.
I tell you what, of that list, though...
Is this another E-list?
No, this is Entertainment Weekly.
Entertainment Weekly.
This Week magazine.
These are just funny Americans.
I like Jack Black on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm okay with Larry David on the list. I would have put Letterman somewhere on the list. And
where's,
also,
where's CT?
CT, Carrot Top.
There you go.
There you go.
You're on your game
today. Number 11. And Leno didn't make the list either.
No, Letterman did make the list, but not in the top 10, ironically. He was number 11.
Turn down Buzz's microphone. There were
25 names on the list, and Leno didn't make the list at all.
Do I have time for this?
That's a damn shame, Buzz.
I think I do. This is something that was great. That just got tossed past the news this week. No one's covering this. Walter Cronkite is pissed.
Why?
And listen to why Walter Cronkite is pissed. He was double-crossed. Now, how long ago was it that he lost that job? Is it almost 25 years ago?
82.
When Dan Rather took over for him, right?
Right. Well, Walter Cronkite has not said anything for all these years about everything that's going on.
And he's like 85 now, isn't he?
Yes.
At least.
He says that the president of CBS News reneged on a promise and... treated him like a leper. Cronkite gave an interview to, I've never heard of this magazine, Avenue Magazine, but he says that the guy that was the president of CBS News at the time, and it's all quote now from Walter Cronkite.
If you don't think of Walter Cronkite as being a vindictive guy.
Hold on, listen. He says, this guy was in cahoots with Dan Rather's manager, that any presence of mine on the air would diminish the policies of Dan Rather getting his own following, which may have been true. The result was, instead of fulfilling the contract, which provided for me doing specials, which I was expected to do, all I was trying to do is get out of daily journalism. I've been doing it since I was 20, but they never called me back.
They just kept renewing my contract. In hindsight, Walter Cronkite says, I made a mistake. If I had known that my health would have been as good as it was, I would have stayed with the job.
That's kind of, you know, that. Why does he have to say that? It's very sad. Why doesn't he just shut up? I mean, he's America's grandfather. He's got that great reputation.
I'm glad he's saying it. But it just bugs me because you think of Walter Cronkite.
But it just seems like it's beneath him.
No, but it's not. But here's the message.
He waited.
Here's the message. It's not beneath anybody. You're being pushed out of some job. Some young dumbass who has strapped himself to a tree.
You like it when Walter Cronkite comes down from the mountain and starts swimming in the gutter with all
of
them. Starts slinging a little mud all
along.
Wasn't he called America's grandfather or something? Like, he had the most trustworthy man in America.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now even now when you see him on TV, when it's something heavy, you know that it's going to be Walter Cronkite there because it's important.
Yep.
And he got stabbed in the back 25 years ago. I just say, hey, Walter. Say this 25 years ago.
Yeah.
America would have supported you.
Because I would have. Who would not have rather had Walter Cronkite on for a couple of more years instead of Dan Rather?
He's saying if he had it to do over again, he would have stayed.
And then, we realized later on that Dan Rather was certifiably nuts. Kenneth, what's the frequency?
but the problem is that he's not nuts all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's not consistent nuts.
But Dan Rather really strikes me as like, well, didn't Dan Rather have the crying episodes, too?
Yeah.
Oh, he still has the crying episodes.
He went on Letterman and cried.
He cried a lot. Anchormen should not cry. It's not their job to cry. It's actors and actresses' job.
Hold on. Walter Cronkite cried. When JFK was shot, Cronkite cried.
You got me there.
That was a moment. But there's an incident, a famous incident from Chicago, where Dan Rather, there was a misunderstanding with a cab driver, and there was actually a scene in which Dan Rather was sticking his head out of a cab window yelling, I'm Dan Rather and I'm being kidnapped. That really happened in Chicago.
Dan Rather.
So he's not.
Dan Rather strikes me as the kind of guy still, to this day, who could really snap right during the evening news, where he'd just be sitting there going, I'm sorry, I can't see my teleprompter, and the head just goes...
Or one of those nights when they force one of those segments on him, like
that he hates
the fast food, the fattening of America. When he's looking at this, going, "This is junk. I want to be talking about."
Dan Rather, CBS News. This is not the type of story I would have done. And if you'll notice now, the top of my head is opening.
And here's another thing that he's got to hate at the end of the news because he's so old school.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story from New York. Now let's check in and see what's happening on the early show. But before
Harry Smith.
Before they do that ad, they do an ad for Survivor.
Right.
So it's like they run an ad for Survivor, they run an ad for CSI, then they got the people from the early show, then they got another ad, and then by then it's like, oh yeah, back to you, Dan.
On our Focus on America tonight, here's Richard Hatch.
So more power to you, Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, I love Walter.
Sorry Cronkite. You got pushed out there and you should have said something about that old man.
Can I tell a personal story about Walter Cronkite? I was backstage with Walter Cronkite at something, I don't even remember what it was, but you know what he did? His nervous little tick before he was going on to speak, and I was standing right next to him.
Incontinence?
No. But you know what he did? He had change in his pocket, and the whole time I was standing, this is not bad. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
I'm thinking, was he pocket pool?
He had change in his pocket, and the whole time he's waiting to go on, he was just
jiggling
the change like a maniac.
Or was he?
I don't know.
Or was he?
I'm simply telling a story.
Was his hand deep in his pants?
Well, it was.
He had a lot of change in there.
He was wearing, like a gray suit, and all I heard was jingle, jingle, jingle.
Did you see a roll of quarters?
Well, the truth was my hand was in there. No, I'm just kidding.
I have a story about him. Did you smell? No, you can't say it anymore, Rob. I saw him one time in New York when Fried and I went to see Penn and Teller up there.
And he was in the audience?
He was in the audience. And after the show, I just walked in and said, hey, how you doing? He said, very nice to meet you.
Very, very cool guy.
When did you see him?
Shopping for caskets.
Rob, God.
Casket shopping.
Was he driving his Dragula?
Yes, he was.
This is the way it is.
Do you have the casket?
Hold on.
The back of my station wagon.
I want to get the next bit in. Hold on. But I love a good list, and there's a list. I disagree with this. I think the Batmobile, the TV Batmobile, is the single greatest TV movie car ever made. The greatest ever.
Yes.
You got that, Robbie?
They are off once again to the rescue.
Yeah.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger.
Ready to move out.
Wow.
Ready to move out.
Wow.
Ready to move out. Gotham City, 14 miles
my
away.
My eardrums just moved out into my brain.
They used to have they used to do on that show, though.
What's that?
They used to tape the Batmobile coming out of that cave about 10 miles an hour.
And then they would
speed up. You knew that.
I did.
You knew that.
I'm a savvy video watcher.
So anyway, now that Starsky and Hutch is out, and they drive the car like the one that was in the TV show.
Right.
They actually, somebody came up with a list of America's favorite TV car stars from TVs or movies.
I mean, the favorite cars?
Okay. The cars themselves.
I bet I know five of the, how many are there on
there
the list?
There are 10 of them.
I think I can get five.
There are 10, and I'll tell you, I am just royally pissed. Batman, the TV Batman.
That car didn't make the list?
Number five.
Oh,
number five.
It's on the list. Okay, so you wanted it to be number one.
Go ahead. Guess four others.
Okay, you've got the Munsters Mobile.
Negative.
You've got the General Lee.
That is the number one How You Doin'
right.
Most popular television car of all time.
Really?
Yep.
You've got the talking car. What was the talking car? What?
Nope, didn't make it.
That didn't make it.
Nope, you got one more.
The only one I would say after that would be
you know, Jerry Van Dyke was in My Mother the Car.
My Mother the Car, fantastic show that he carried.
Do you have another one?
The Addams Family.
Not there.
Mm-mm.
This is why this list just stinks.
Oh, the Beverly Hillbillies.
Not there.
The big old truck.
I know it's great. I would put it on the list.
Yeah.
Number 10 is the Green Hornet car. Now the Green Hornet was on TV like for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Right.
Number 9 is the Starsky and Hutch.
Shaking the Fat Man's car.
Extra big seed.
Number 8, Herbie the Love Bug.
Herbie.
Number 7, the Smokey and the Bandit, Pontiac Firebird.
Herbie the Love Bug is, that's a movie.
Right. But he's a car.
Movies and TV.
Movies and TV.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mention that.
Okay.
Number 7, Smokey and the Bandit, the Pontiac Firebird. Number 6, Goldfinger, the Aston Martin.
Yeah. That's huge.
Number 5, the Batmobile. Mm-hmm. This should be number 1, but I'll let it go. Number 4, the DeLorean and Back to the Future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 3. Now, I will give you that this is a kick-ass car. It is a dream car.
Mm-hmm.
I love the car. The 1967 Mustang Shelby GT500 in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, no, though. Sorry. It's not classic enough.
I'm a fan of the movie. I'm a fan of the car. And as far as I can remember, the car even had some dumb name like Lucille or something. Nicolas Cage had a name for the car.
Yeah, but I don't know. Gone in 60 Seconds, not a big enough movie.
Number 2 car of all time in movies and TV is the 1968 green Ford Mustang that Steve McQueen drove
in Bullet.
Yeah. Yeah, but would that be in your top 10?
No, it wouldn't.
Ahead of the Munsters?
What would be?
Where's the monkey's car?
It would be in the top 5 of chase scenes, but it would not be the car.
Because
the car was kind of incidental to the... Yeah, probably be the best chase scene I've ever seen.
And the number 1 car is, like I told you, the Duke.
The General Lee.
The Duke.
There you go.
The Duke of Hazzard. Dukes of Hazzard.
General Lee.
I got one. What thing? Tom Jones. Tom Jones in Las Vegas. Now, that's a Las Vegas-style show that I'd love to go see.
You
Tom
and
Jones.
Everybody else, sure. It is without question, as Rob and I found out one time when we were in Reno, Nevada, probably one of the toughest tickets. Tom Jones, to this day, what's new, Pussycat? Still selling out showrooms, baby.
And I'll tell you what Tom Jones has in common with our own Buzz Burbank. Girls love him.
Right.
And guys want to be like him.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Jones is finally giving up his tight leather slacks and shirts open to the waist. His son has told him he looks embarrassing.
Oh. Somebody should have said that to David Lee Roth on the last tour.
Tom Jones says he should have done it 20 years ago. So Tom Jones... Now, listen, I'm no faggot. And I don't get excited when I see Tom Jones in leather pants.
Well, his son has a good point. His son, Tommy Lee.
However, his son says he wants him to wear Dockers. Tom Jones can't wear Dockers. Tom Jones...
Just wear a nice black suit.
Mm-hmm. No.
You want the tight clothes?
Yes, I do.
Yes, do you really?
Yes, I do.
You beef.
And I'll tell you something else.
That's not a fuck. You're the real Tom Jones.
You know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I'm just so caught up in the Vegas lifestyle. It's not a fuck.
See, if he's in town, we'll go to the show and throw our key up on it.
Got to break. Oh, being as we're in Vegas, a very special Friday favorite coming up from Vegas, Mandalay Bay, and HBO. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A gentleman who has helped me on this show more years than I can remember, but I asked him this day to please open the show for me and give me some of that marvelous glitz that he's known for and the showmanship that's made him a legend in his own time. And I said, please come and finish it for me. And he has agreed to do that, and you are lucky that he's here. Mr. Wayne Newton, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. I've been watching. Not only did I have the pleasure of being asked to open the telethon, but I've been watching it most of the night, except when I was on stage myself at the Sands. And it occurred to me, knowing the beating that this man takes every year, being here all these hours, in addition to the wonderful press that he has to put up with throughout the year, I picked two songs that we dedicate to the man here. And most of the time we dedicate these songs to you. But I think you kind of fit in, too. We hope you agree. For you, my friend.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you put a knick-knack on their whatnot, they'll give you a what for. Don and Mike.
Well, have we... Have we given it away here? I think we have. When you arrive in Las Vegas and you wait for your plane and then you wait for your cab and then you drive down the strip, the first thing you see is a gigantic picture of Wayne Newton, and he is Mr. Vegas Legend. Play a Friday favorite.
I should mention
Home Box Office, which plays the movie Short Circuit too much, brought us out here, and it's fantastic. Sugar Shane Mosley, Winky Wright. It's tomorrow night on HBO. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Wayne Newton.
Thank you. Thank you. So nice for you to come out here and join me in my town. Before we go on, may I just make a statement right now? This man, Don Geronimo, who takes such a beating, such a terrible, terrible beating each and every year, and I will tell you,
turn down Wayne's mic a little bit.
I will tell you that I've just stopped over from my show at the Stardust, and I'm delighted to be here with the man, Don Geronimo, who is... Who's taken such a beating in this current climate and what he's had to endure and what he's had to deal with. And he's made a choice to go numb blue with his show. And I just feel as though, you know, now that you've begun to work numb blue and had a change of heart, where you've taken out the blue humor, is what I'm saying, when you work numb blue.
When you say
yes.
numb blue, do you mean non-blue?
Yes, of course. And I just think it's a tribute to you as performers that you've done such a great job. And I'd love you to come over to the show at the Stardust.
How would you say
and stop up on stage? I'd like to introduce you.
If it's known blue, how would you say it if someone was also known as?
You'd work blue. It would be very simple.
If known, it would be also...
Non-blue. That's
also
French.
Non-as?
I would say, if I can explain something to you, I love Home Box Office. Arliss, Bravar, Dream On, all truly top-notch. And I'm very, very happy. Bravar, people don't give Bravar enough credit.
The elephant.
I will tell you, Bravar is something, you know, when I'm getting ready for my show, and now at this stage in time, it's such a physical endeavor for me that I have to prepare.
Where's the show at?
It's at the Stardust, and you're more than welcome. You must go see, at the Big Easy showroom at Bourbon Street, see Hypnolarious. I must tell you, it's top-notch, it's top-flight, it really is. But I love your show now that it's known blue. It's wonderful that you don't have to do the potty humor, and in this day and age, I would tell you, what I do is a family show, and you can bring the family out and watch me play the number of instruments that I play and do the impressions and do the acting, and I'm what they would call a multi-threat performer, and I've been for so many years. But if I could just, if you don't mind, talk about this man, Don Geronimo. who each and every day comes in here in the sweat of his brow. This man puts such an effort forward to do such a great show. And now Known Blue. I'm very happy that you're not doing the potty stuff anymore.
Let me ask you, Wayne, being as you're on the Known Blue side,
have you been to the Golden Nugget to see the amazing Jonathan? It's a fantastic show.
See,
really
the thing is, these are all real acts that are real places out here. How do you feel? How do you feel about the Blue Man Group?
Blue Man Group, fabulous show.
But they're blue.
But that's not blue. It's of course their faces. You're such a funny man. You take your humor and you do so many things with it. It's so strong. I'm so pleased with you, my friend.
My friend.
I'm very, very happy to be here. It's great that you brought your traveling road show with Buzz and Rob and all of your characters out here to...
You know what I'm happiest about? Yes. I'm happiest that you wore that space suit today.
I'm very excited. Thank you. I wore the space suit that I've opened so many shows with. Have you seen Bobby Ruffin's tribute to the Drifters at Fitzgerald's? You must go. It's great. This is my town. And one of the nice things about Vegas, I will tell you something right now.
Yeah.
Right here and now, that I support all the other acts. And now, the delight about being in this great city, this city that I love so very, very much with such fine people, is that you can go down the strip now and see so much live entertainment. I really love it. I wore the spacesuit for Coco from HBO. Very happy about it.
Have you seen the Mel Brooks movie, The Passion of the Christ?
It's wonderful. I think it's fantastic. I like all of his films, and this is a tour de force. He's gone into some territory that might be a little controversial. And ever since Mel started working Known Blue, I'm very pleased with the direction. You know, I thought that Braveheart was just a little too meaty, bloody, just a little disturbing.
Wayne Newton, here's a question.
If I can make a recommendation, could I make a recommendation?
For what?
Bottoms Up at the Flamingo Showroom, the only afternoon topless show in Las Vegas. Mm. It's worth the drive. A little, how often do you get that kind of dancing in an afternoon show right here on the Strip? It's beautiful to be here. Have I welcomed you to my town?
Do you use the same polish on your shoes as you do on your hair?
The polish that I use on my hair is a special mixture that I've had put together by a very, very good friend of mine and a talented man who's done all my hair dyeing over the years. His name is Rodrigo. Rodrigo has done both my hair and when I have the mustache, he does the blackening of the mustache as well. You know, of course, underneath, it's not even Snow White anymore. And this might be a trick question for your listeners who say, is that your real hair? Well, of course it's not. I'm bald. And you may not be aware. I'd be heady with glee if you would join me for a meal or so out at the ranch. Would you like to come out and visit my stallions?
Is it or is it not true that the hair on your head comes from those Arabian horses?
The horse tail, what we do with the hairpiece is it's manufactured from each of the tails. We take only the finest strands of horse hair. It is woven into a delightful weave of jet black hair, dipped in Rodrigo's special black dye. It's very similar to what Elvis used when he dyed his hair jet black. And then I usually have to change it two or three times a year, depending on the odor.
So what would you recommend to us? We're in Vegas for the weekend. We're going to go fight tomorrow night.
Oh, I've got recommendations, I'll tell you right now. Would you like a bowl of penne? Me, you, and the diva of the NBA, Miss Maureen McGovern. Could you please join me? Are you asking for recommendations?
I'm asking for recommendations.
I will tell you there's so many wonderful, 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 delightful shows. But if I could quash a rumor that's been floating around this town, and it's causing one man a particular amount of grief. Being a fag? No, this is not true. I'm going to tell you right now, the rumor that's circulating is that I was going to help prop up this show, and it's not true. And now that this man, God bless him, is back and speaking, I want to clear up the rumors about Siegfried and Newton that have been circulating that I was going to work with the White Lions and the Tigers.
Wow.
And if it's not true, it's not going to happen, and you don't have to worry about it happening. I'm very, very delighted that Roy Horn is making a speedy recovery. Godspeed, Roy. You need to be back
on
the stage, my friend.
Now, I would like a moment with the real Wayne Newton.
I would like to tell you also, when you're out here, if you need some shoes, don't miss Ed's Wide Shoe Store. If you have a wide foot, as I do, and of course performing nightly at the Stardust, it's very difficult to get my feet into a normal pair of shoes, but I stop my friend Ed and get his Wide Shoe Store.
We're driving in last night, and we see this sign.
Have you seen the Cintas? The Cintas family at the Rio?
It's right across the street.
They're marvelous. They really are.
A shoe store that sells just shoes for people with wide feet.
Yes.
Only in Las Vegas.
Yeah, the only show I would not recommend, don't go see Penn Jillette.
What's wrong with Penn & Teller?
He's extremely bitter, and I think he's a huckster, and I think he's done some damage to me personally, and I'd just like to say boo-hoo. Penn.
Penn &
Teller, the quiet fellow.
Your thoughts on the queen of Las Vegas?
Yes.
Celine Dion.
She is the
queen. The fact that you held the title for so many years.
I was the queen, and I gladly, to Miss Dion, relinquish my crown. I say to her, thank you, my Canadian diva. Come down here to this fine town and provide us with your incredible level of talent and expertise.
Now, do you ever listen to our show?
She's just delightful. I think she's fantastic. Celine Dion, she breaks your heart when you hear her sing. She's wonderful. Get over to Caesars and check her out at the Celine Dion Theater.
You ever?
She's thin as a rail, you know.
You ever?
She's really a stick. Looks like a praying mantis.
And let's be honest.
Yes.
What's the talent level there?
Oh, she's good.
No, come on, Wayne.
Now, you're trying to get me to say something bad about a lady. Hey, a lady I revere.
Wayne.
Truth.
I'm a Wayniac.
All right. Do you want the truth?
What do you really think of Celine Dion?
C+. There you are. I've said it. Let it be out there. That'll come back and bite me. I know what you do. That's the thing you do. But the Cintas family at the Rio is a fabulous show.
What about Rita Rudner?
Rita Rudner is she's a delightful comedian, a great, great wit. She has great energy, and I think you should check out her show. Check her out at New York, New York. She's wonderful. Have you been to Paris? And I'm not talking about flying across the Atlantic, my friend. I'm talking about enjoying Paris right here on this strip in Vegas. It's really just a wonderful place. The thing that I love about this wacky town is you can enjoy so many countries without even having to leave the strip. It's great.
I agree with all of this. However,
have you had a pint of ale over at Nine Fine Irishmen? New York, New York. It's delightful.
What about when you get out there in the hallway?
Yes.
And you got the smell of B.O. I mean, it's people, and it's dirty people. People been all up all night gambling, big, fat, skinny.
Let me tell you one thing.
What?
You can ignore that if you check out the fountains at Bellagio, Chief. Those are wonderful. That's what you really enjoy. And I urge you to check out all. Have you seen Tony and Tina's wedding? It's a fabulous dinner show. There's so much to do. Yeah. You could not stay in this town. And I mean this, you could stop and see my show at the Stardust, and then you could move right down the strip and not be able to get all the entertainment in 1 week. It would be phenomenal.
Now, do you work blue at all?
But Ray Stevens sucks.
Oh, now what's wrong with you, Tarzan?
You know what I tell you? The great thing about my show that you can get with Ray Stevens, right. So I kid because I'm a kidder, just plenty of interactive joy. And that's the key, don't you think, Don Geronimo, my friend, is to interact with your audience. That's what people crave. That's what they want.
Well, I have found that... Gnome Blue has worked out for us.
Working Gnome Blue is great. I salute you, not only for being a performer, but for being a true American. And I know you bleed, my friend, red, white, and blue. Let me take this opportunity to thank all the people that helped me on my USO tour. It was so fun to go out there and see the response that I would get from the young men and women who served our country bravely and who enjoyed my style of entertainment, which we all know, according to Interior Secretary of years ago, James Watt, it's family style. Oh, there's nothing quite like family style.
Isn't that what he hated the Beach Boys? Wayne Newton said?
You know, when Mr. President called me and said, Wayne, I salute you and Ms. Gladys Knight and helping our troops, and we did a fabulous job. And I'm so happy that everybody could join us.
Gladys Knight is another one that we saw.
She's wonderful.
On this, a big sign. It's like all these people that you've wondered if they're still in showbiz. They are. They all have acts out in Las Vegas.
At the Greek Isles Casino, a fabulous place. The tribute to Frank, Sammy, Joey, and Dean. Who doesn't want to see that if you've got a little free time? And, of course, two words. Need I say more? Clint Holmes. A marvelous man in his own right. It's a great town, entertainment nonstop, and of course our fabulous restaurants, our decent cab rides. They're wonderfully clean cabs. Don't you find those to be spectacular here in Las Vegas?
I saw a thing the other night. It was on, I think, KCBS in Los Angeles, saying, if you go to Vegas, are you sure about the food you're eating, about the buffet-style restaurants, that maybe there was...
You're talking crazy now.
No, it was
you're talking crazy.
Story
now.
On the news.
What are you being silly for? That's, of course, not true. Our food is some of the finest in the world. We've got some of the finest chefs that provide this fare, this fabulous, delectable, mouth-watering fare at a lot of our fabulous casino hotels. When will Ron Lucas cease to amaze? That's what I'm telling you.
You know what this town is?
Hypnolarious. Please tell them I sent you.
You know this town? I love this town, but let me tell you something. This town is Branson, Missouri.
Have you gone to the wave pool here at the Mandalay Bay?
This town is Branson, Missouri with a pair of dice.
And I'll tell you, could anything be more spectacular? I think we've got the family style of entertainment you can find in Branson. And please frequent my theater there when you go. Really, if you enjoy...
Okay.
I mean, an all-you-can-eat buffet to make your mouth water. And really, what we do is we boil the oysters and float them in water.
You have money, you have this show.
I have money, I have fame.
Dude, you're not popular.
I have fame and
it's like you're not popular outside of the desert.
Now, I understand this is your act. I know that you said to me quietly, and people should realize this, Don Geronimo. No, funny man.
Never let down this third wall, Wade.
I'll tell you, what Don has said to me in private is that he loves the show. That's why you tonight, here in Las Vegas, at the Stardust, we'll be enjoying a front row seat
at the 8:30 and 11:30
I'm shows. Going to embarrass you, my friend. I plan to bring you up on stage with me, and during the segment where I play my fiddle. It's a very popular country style show. You know, I do country pop and even that crazy rap stuff. There's a little of everything. All
right? I love it when you were on I Love Lucy, when you the black and white episodes where you wore the overalls.
One word for you, my friend.
Yeah?
Comped. You join me tonight, okay? We're going to have a fun. We're going to paint this town red.
Wayne, we gotta get
but
a...
not blue.
you
don't work. You work gnome blue.
We got to get callers for the game.
Super duper.
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
Thank you to the home box office.
Yeah.
I love them. I truly do.
What do you love about HBO?
Well, you can get feature movies right in here, the privacy of your own bedroom. How fantastic is that? And I love that. I understand they're planning somewhere down the road to do some original programming. Good for them. Kudos to you, HBO. Wish I could watch you more, but I'm always on stage.
Okay, we'll break. Two callers at the game right now. We'll be right back from Vegas.
That's a handsome
shit. Is the Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If we give it up, just... No, please forgive us.
The Don and Mike Show. They have very nice teeth. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So I was saying, if there is a more dynamic lady than Joey Heatherton, she hasn't been invented. Are we back on the air?
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Las Vegas.
Oops.
You know what? Robbie, I thought we had the... Where's the chime thing? Hey, Joe, could you restart that, please?
Yeah.
Just give me a second. Just restart that record.
We liked it.
I appreciate you going into the, finding out my fabulous programs, my records. I'm so confused. I'm so sorry.
This was it. This was your big hit.
Thank you so much, Don, for playing this.
Chime time here in Las Vegas.
2:48.
It still brings tears to my eyes. Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
Okay, turn it off, Joe.
Can't we all relate to that?
Mm-hmm.
Slow down, Daddy. I want to catch up to you.
Right.
You understand, don't you?
Not really.
Thank you.
Not really.
Thank you, my friend.
Let's play us some low-budget Jeff R.D.
This is low-budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is our challenger, a lovely lady from Fredericksburg, Virginia. She's an insurance agent, and we all need that. And she does great work. Let's say hi to Jennifer O'Hara.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
Hi, baby.
Now entering the studio is our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion. This is a very talented young man who's an editor in Sac of Tomatoes. That's Sacramento, for those of you that might not know. His three-day winning total, $49. Let's say hi to Jeffrey Long.
Jeff!
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Jeff, you're the returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, right?
Yes, sir.
How has this changed your life, my friend?
It pleases me greatly.
There you go.
It's very funny, my friend. And now in the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Please welcome this man who works so hard, Noam Blue, for you. This is Alex Trebek-Geronimo.
Thank you, Wayne. And of course,
thank you, my friend.
We're all Wayniacs.
God, you're taking a beating today.
Hi, Jeff, and hi, Jennifer. Kids, don't forget, answer in the form of a question. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here are your categories, and they are WrestleMania 20.
Not my cup of tea. I'm not fans of the violent entertainment like that. Of course, boxing is the sweetest science.
Celebrity shoe sizes.
May I remind you, if their feet are wide, go to Ed's Wide Shoes here in Las Vegas.
Former Don and Mike show producers.
There have been many. I've heard of your recent turmoil.
America, America.
I bleed red, white, and blue like you, my friend.
And sing me some disco.
Oh, I was popular then, too.
So we have WrestleMania 20.
I Will Survive.
Celebrity Shoe Size. Former Donna Mike Show producers. America, America. Sing me a disco song. And let's see, Jennifer, you're a girl. We'll start with you.
Good luck, Miss O'Hara.
Sing me some disco for one.
All right, honey. Now understand, in the form of a question, here you go. Shake your booty.
What is the Bee Gees?
Now, let me see if I could explain the concept to you, Jennifer. He wishes for you to sing that.
Sing me that disco hit.
And, Jeff, now it's your chance to steal. Let's see if you can understand the concept, Mike.
What is shake your booty, shake your booty?
That's $1.
Yeah, we'll
Jeffrey,
that to
returning
one
champion, Jeffrey
we'll
Long.
It to him. That's why he's the man.
The newspaperman from Sacramento on the board with $1. Right back to you, Quizmaster.
Jeff, you got to take that one for two. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Burn, baby, burn, disco inferno.
What is burn, baby, burn, disco inferno?
$2 for you, Jeffrey. You're just cutting right through this category.
Sing me some disco for three, please.
Okay. This one I want you to be specific on. Disco duck.
What is disco duck?
Can I, since we brought that up, can I please express a great deal of gratitude to the good works that Mr. Rigdon Dees did at Kiss FM in Los Angeles?
He worked
good friend.
Noam Blue?
He worked Noam Blue for many, many years. And
how about his talented wife, Julie Dees?
She's a fabulous impressionist and a great comedian. I salute both of them for their good works and their fine efforts. And it's wonderful to see that they can entertain that many people and still stay in touch with the finest book ever written. I'm talking about the Bible. All right, Jeff, could you select again, please?
Yeah, let's go with former Don and Mike producers for one, please.
Former Don and Mike show producers for one. Oh, I'm sad to say, he's the latest casualty.
Who is Charlie Broyhill?
Yeah.
$1 for you, Jeff. Select again, please.
Let's go with former Don and Mike producers for two, please.
She was the first female to have the job.
Who was Diana?
$2. Right. You're doing a fabulous job. You've listened for a long time, my friend.
Yeah, 10 years, February, yeah.
Bravo to you. Wow. Bravo to you, sir.
Let's go with former D&M producers for three, please.
He sucked.
Who's the late Frank Murphy?
No.
Oh, that's right. Oh, dear me. Oh, dear me. The depth of your cruelty is unfathomable. Jennifer, your chance to steal.
Who is Rob A?
That's quite a pull there, Jennifer.
That's right.
$3 for you.
That's right.
And a big thank you from the man with the large head. Select again, Jennifer.
Let's go with America, America for one.
I tell you, I love him doing his job, though. Just being the merry prankster.
He's a happy boy, and we all like him to be such.
Mm-hmm. America, America. These are facts about America from Harper's Index 2002. Last calendar year, they did these stats.
That is an index, my friend.
Jennifer. In 2002, this was the United States city with the highest successful suicide rate.
What is New York City?
No. Jeffrey, it's your chance to steal.
All right, what is Las Vegas?
No. It's San Francisco.
It is. Huh. And might I take this opportunity to say to anyone who may be crying for help, there's help out there. You just need to know where to go.
Not in San Francisco. In San Francisco, you call and they say jump.
But what a lovely bridge to jump off of. All right, Jeff. I'm sorry, Jennifer. You're in control.
America, America for two.
In 2002, this was the United States city with the lowest successful suicide rate. Now, keep in mind, these are people who tried to off themselves, but were not able to.
What is Oklahoma City?
All right, Jeffrey, it's your chance to steal.
Let's go with what is Las Vegas?
No, no, they watch people die here. No, it's Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Huh.
I would have taken Branson. Okay, Jennifer, you're still in control.
Let's close it out for three.
In calendar year 2002, this United States state had the most citizens with the first name Tom.
Jennifer?
What is Washington, D.C.?
No, no, it's in a state, honey.
A state, that would be a district.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Jeffrey, your chance to steal. That's all right, young lady.
What is California?
There's books.
There's lots of Toms in D.C.
All right, Jeff, go ahead.
What is California?
No.
No, negative. Minneapolis, land of the Tom.
Minneapolis.
Land of Tom.
Huh. Beautiful state, great bass fishing. I used to fish up there with my friend, the late Alan Goodman. Jennifer, you're in control.
We have WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
And, okay, and shoe size. Okay, WrestleMania. He is the Don and Mike Show, our show, our favorite wrestler of all time.
Who's Mankind?
Yeah, that's right. Mick Foley, of course.
$1 for you, Jennifer. Good start. Good for you. Kudos. Go ahead.
Here you go. WrestleMania for two.
Okay, WrestleMania. It's a WWE Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive, Mr. Perfect.
Alive. What is alive?
That was not in the form of a question.
All right, Jeffrey, your chance to steal.
Let's go with what is dead. I don't know.
You waited.
That's right. Just a
we've
got to
move this along. That's what we do in show business. We keep things moving.
Now, Mr. Perfect, stop being perfect in February. Dead in February.
And he will be missed. A fabulous entertainer. And my goodness, what a sheen on those pectorals.
Jennifer, you're in control.
WrestleMania for three.
He was the WWE XFL MVP.
You know, it kind of has to do with wrestling.
Who is The Rock?
The Rock.
You're so cute. You're such a girl.
Your chance to steal.
I don't know. Who is...
Jeff.
Tommy Maddox.
And we have time for one last category.
Oh,
correct?
We do celebrity shoe sizes.
All right, Jennifer, go ahead for one.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Tell you the celebrity's name. Tell me how big the shoe size is. Simon Cowell from American Idol.
What is a nine?
Ooh,
nine is right. Well, what tiny little dove-like feet he's got.
Isn't that surprising?
Those are ballerina feet.
I would have pictured him to be at least a 10.
Absolutely. I'd like to say that I'm a 16. That's right. Wayne Newton's canoes on stage every night at the Stardust. I just thought I'd throw that in. All right, Jennifer, you're in control.
Celebrity shoe sizes for two.
For two. There we go,
here
Jennifer.
You go.
Yes, pick up the tempo.
Everybody loves this rapper, Mr. 50 Cent.
What is a 13?
Negative. Jeffrey, your chance to steal.
So what is 11?
No, 50 Cent is a 12.
A 12?
12. Oh,
that's fantastic. You can get them at Ed's. Jennifer, you're in control.
Let's close out the category, please.
All right, final question on the big board. Al Roker.
What is an 11?
No.
Jeffrey, your chance to steal.
What is a 10?
Yeah.
A 10.
Al Roker,
10. $3 for you, and that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Imagine sitting with Al Roker, these little piggies at the market.
Look at those dogs, Al. Check out those dogs, my weather friend.
Let's play final Low Budget Jeopardy now, Wayne. Who's got what?
We finish with Jeffrey has $12, Jennifer has $5. Now back to the most talented known blue performer in radio.
Here's your category, guys. NFL free agents. Sorry about this, Jennifer. Unless you know about sports, you probably don't have a chance, but here you go. After years with the Philadelphia Eagles, this is the new home of running back number 22, Deuce Staley. Right? Deuce Staley has left the Eagles. He signed with a new team. It's the name of his new team. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive tickets to see a legend and a friend appearing in the showroom at the Westin Cosworth Arena. Enjoy the nightly comedy of, yes, I'm talking about Mr. David Brenner. I love this man, and he still makes me laugh.
He saw his billboard last night, too.
Have you been to the Westin Cosworth Arena?
I have not.
That's fabulous. Mr. David Brenner, because I like you, I'll throw in a discount coupon to a Chinese Thai massage at the Ocean Spa.
Hey.
With their friendly, professional, licensed Asian staff. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
I know what that means.
Thank you.
I mean, you go in... Is that
that one of those places you go in for a massage and then the girl says, me love you long time?
Now, I don't want to talk. I thought you were working Norm Blue.
Oh, you're right.
I'm really not like that, and now I'm not like that. So
sorry, that was light blue.
Have you seen Ice? Show Ice. It's a review show. It's a topless review.
No, I thought, is that a real
show? That might be up your, that might be the type of thing you'd want to put in your picnic basket, Mr. Naughty Talk.
Okay, let's go to Jennifer first, right? Because she's in second place?
Yes, she is. She's got five little bitty dollars.
Jennifer, after years with the Philadelphia Eagles, this is the new home of number 22, Deuce Staley.
I said, what is the Rams?
Oh, honey, that's a good guess. You're a girl, though. Thank you for guessing.
That knocks you down to zero, Jennifer, but hold on. We might have something special for you.
Jeff?
Yes.
Jeff, you're the winner if you got the answer.
Okay, what does the NASCAR fan say? New Orleans.
New Orleans? No.
That's a shame. You're not going to give the cash away today.
No, Deuce Staley has gone to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
And they did not let Jerome Bettis go, so now they got a 1-2 backfield.
How about those gladiators each and every day on Sunday? Don't they amuse us all?
That's it. It's a type of game Alan Linewand would love.
Yes, zero money.
Because we're giving away no cash. So listen, both you, Jeff and Jennifer, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is Wayne Newton to tell you what you've won. Wayne.
Okay, kids, here's some good news for you. You've won a $50 gift certificate to Applebee's. Yes, don't settle for fast food. Applebee's.
Sounds
car side to go. It's not available. It's at your neighborhood, D.C. area, Applebee's. And since I see that, Jennifer, you're in Fredericksburg.
It works there, too.
Jeffrey's in Sacramento. We'll have them drive out from D.C. to Sacramento to give you your food. I recommend the mozzarella sticks. But wait.
What?
I recommend the mozzarella stick.
No, there was a door that shouldn't have opened, but the door didn't shut, though.
I tell you, can I just point something out? This is a little behind the scenes I don't think your listeners might be aware of.
What's that?
It's a beehive of activity on the Don and Mike Show. Your hands are like a pianist working those buttons. Both of you have won a Sopranos.
That's right.
The Sopranos prize pack. Hell hath no fury like the family. Don't miss an all-new episode of The Sopranos this Sunday at 9 p.m. 8 Central on HBO. I love The Sopranos. It's a fabulous show, and
they
have great wit and great energy. Thank you, Jeff and Jennifer. Thanks for playing the game.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So long now.
Goodbye.
Come out and catch me at the Stardust.
So, Wayne.
Yes, Donnie.
Now that it's just
just you and me, my friend.
Did you get the card that has the new spelling of my name?
D-O-N-I. And, long overdue, as far as I'm concerned, really. D-O-N-I, Donnie. And we're going to get you on that stage tonight. Comped on me.
So tonight when you call me up on stage... I know that the song...
I'd love to buy you dinner at the seafood buffet.
I know that the song Daddy Don't You Walk So Fast is from a girl's perspective, right?
Yes, of course. Daddy Don't You Walk So Fast. And, I think it's important to mention that there was a time in my career when people weren't sure of my sexuality and thought that maybe I was a large, big-boned woman. And I just want to say, look at me now. Yeah. All right?
Right, and who doesn't think he still might be a large, big-boned woman?
Oh, now that's crazy. I've been in my Native American phase for too long for that. I resemble Miss Brenda Lee.
Listen, Wayne, always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
Now hit me with that door here.
Let's check out a topless review.
I thought, Joe, hit it. Joe!
Wayne was on his game today.
Joe!
News.
News. Every time of this day, Joe.
There you go.
He couldn't do it. He couldn't get through the whole thing.
Mike, it's very simple.
Someone jacked the car. Someone jacked the cartridge.
The car was jacked, and I didn't know where it went, man. I'm not sure what's going on.
Hey, I just wanted to say one more thing. I love Buzz Burbank's news. Since the door opened, I thought I'd pop back in.
Thanks, Wayne.
Hi there.
Thanks
this machine is going crazy, too.
How are you?
This machine is going crazy always. Bye, Wayne.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a good newscast.
Thank you. Wayne News.
It's pandemonium around.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
That'll be me.
He made it up.
There he is. Now, this news is going to be good today, and I'll tell you why. And I know I have a privilege to have a conference with Buzz every day before the show about the news.
You sound like Wayne.
And
you have the privilege and honor.
and this morning when Buzz called me and said that he had had about 2 hours of sleep
right.
and that he was very concerned about what would happen on the news day, I knew that this would be a fantastic news show.
Of course it will be.
Because we're getting as, what was the word you used this morning? Punchy?
I was logy.
Punchy yeah. and logy.
Right. I think this is the time of day when we're all a little punchy.
He's
and logy.
Punchy yeah. and logy and Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, road trip lead story.
Hold on. Yeah, no, and he needs to start over because...
Era.
I only asked Buzz, I only gave him a little direction
right.
on the news today.
I appreciate that.
And I said, the lead should be focused on Mike.
Right.
Okay. So the lead is directed at you. It's not necessarily the biggest news story of the day.
Very good.
But it's the one that affects you the most.
All right, Buzz, lay it on me. It seemed to fit. It's a theme. Today, a road trip lead story for Mike. Plane blows all its tires on landing.
All right, I need another drink. Well, we got less than an hour left in the show.
Damn you all.
We have less than an hour. Joe, hit the second.
Stay tuned. News and comment.
Right.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hey, Wayne, that was very
super professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If I may, I'd like to share a few off-the-cuff remarks about Buzz Burbank's favorite wireless company. Singular Wireless.
Singular is my favorite, too. I love Singular. Because only Singular has rollover, Don.
Rollover. Now, don't get Buzz started on rollover. He loves to roll over.
And why shouldn't he? Rollover lets you roll over your unused minutes anytime, from month to month, for up to a year.
It'll make your day. Remember that Singular, you spell it with the letter C. C-I-N-G-U-L-A-R.
That's correct, wireless breath. You can check it out at www.singular.com.
Buzz wants me to mention that the Motorola V400 color screen camera phone is only $99.99 after a $100 mail-in rebate and a 2-year service agreement.
And don't forget the Singular's Nation plan is just $49.99 and comes with 600 national anytime minutes, 5,000 nationwide mobile-to-mobile minutes, and 5,000 national night and weekend minutes.
So why wait? Do what Buzz did.
Yeah.
Go to Singular. Go to www.singular.com. I'm Joe. Sing our name.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In the casino, the cardinal rule is to keep them playing and keep them coming back. The longer they play, the more they lose. In the end, we get it all.
The Don and Mike Show.
Not just lowbrow, they're nobrow. Don and Mike.
You see, we did this for the CSI.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really like Vegas-y, but it's Vegas-y.
Sure.
It's time for Buzz's News. Buzz brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor developed, it's clinically tested. Vermax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Vermax 1-888. Try VMAX. We're still live. Obviously, we're still alive.
We're still alive.
In Las Vegas.
We are very much alive.
At the Mandalay Bay. You know, this one guy, he's a devoted listener to the show, and I would hate to depart on anything but great terms with him. I just have to wonder, though, really, you've now been sitting there for over 3 hours just staring at us. Have you not gotten your fill yet? Have you not gotten your fill yet?
This is what we like to call the last hour of the show.
How you doing, my friend? Just a guy... Guy's just been sitting there.
I know it.
Not bothering anybody.
Right?
Yeah, just there. No, we love you too.
Well behaved.
But he just don't.
He loves what you do.
That's right. I know he does.
He loves what you do.
And I love the fact that he loves it. But here's the thing. At least move to another chair. Because it's been 3.5 hours.
Have you enjoyed the show today?
I've loved it.
That's good.
What? I wait for Buzz's News on a daily basis. There you go. All I've right. moved.
Well, no. You know what would make me... And I agree. Buzz's News is the best part of the show. Why don't you just come on over here and have a seat next to Buzz?
Thank you, Chief.
Why don't you just panel with
could
us?
Could I please?
Why don't you just panel with us?
Yeah.
Here I am. Be great.
I was getting ready to bust your balls. What the hell?
Turn it around.
It's too nice for that.
Turn it around.
Hey, yeah, just to enjoy, you know, chatting. You don't chat. Just sit there and watch Buzz do his news.
Okay. Right. You can comment. Now, what's your name?
Greg.
Now, Greg, I got to tell you, it was slightly... Rob, he doesn't need headphones.
Okay.
No need for that.
No.
It's not that it was annoying. I'm humbled by the fact that you would sit there. But I got to think, even for somebody that... Who do I love?
You love Batman.
Batman. If Batman was sitting here...
If George Clooney was sitting here.
Sitting here doing a radio show, I wouldn't stare at him for 3 hours. I'd look at him and go, you know, in the case of Batman, there's a great crime fighter. In the case of George Clooney...
Perhaps you're not as loyal a fan of George Clooney as this gentleman is of the show.
I'd say there's a great metrosexual, George Clooney. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd stare at him for 3 hours. You know, but maybe I would.
Yeah, I think you would.
What's been the best part about staring at us for 3 hours?
That's a good question. You guys talk to Motormouth over there. He's hardly the sports nerd.
That's okay. You gotta love it.
He's in on it.
Well, and listen, and the other thing that's just a bitch is the fact that upstairs there's like 100 people who listen to us. What's the station here?
11:40 a.m.
And the people at Mandalay Bay won't let them come down here.
That's unfortunate, and they've been up there for quite some time, almost the entire show, waiting to. But they've got us down in the bowels of this this building, and we're in a secured area that's right next to where the fight's going to be tomorrow night. Right.
And I hope that the people upstairs will understand when it's going to be a game of cat and mouse now.
Mm-hmm.
That I love all of our listeners, and I appreciate the fact that they've all shown up.
You're going to challenge them?
No, it's not a challenge.
That's a game of cat.
It's not a challenge. It's not a cat. It's not a game of cat.
Find D-O-N-I.
No, I'm not going to do that either. No, I'm just telling you that there's ways to get out of here.
I will give them your best.
Can you show me the back door?
Yes. Although I'm not a fan of the back door, I will use the back door in this. Although I wish that...
As an exit.
Hey, HBO people. Hey, HBO ladies. Would you just let all those listeners from that station just come down here and see us? I mean, come on. You got nothing else going on here right now. Would you please just let them down? Please? Just let them down for a couple of seconds, because otherwise I'm going to feel guilty, because I'm going to try to hide on the way out of here. And I want to see our listeners.
Good people.
Did we say hi to East Coast Bob, too? Did we say hi? I think we did in the beginning of the show.
Did we say it on the air?
Didn't Bobo.
We? Anyway, East Coast Bob.
East Coast Bob is here. It's the first time we've gotten a chance to meet him, and it's nice of you to come by, Bob. We appreciate it.
EastCoastBob.com. Yeah. Bob, why don't you go get those people and bring them down here? Would you please?
Would you mind?
Serious.
Very good.
That's great.
Thank you.
Phew. That's a load.
It was killing you. I mean, it was like all you're thinking about. I mean, you were freaked out, but yet you want to flee.
Yeah, I know.
That's the enigma that is you.
I agree.
Well, you want love, but you want love on your terms.
And you should know.
Oh, that is disturbing. You knew that was coming.
So it's okay when you make the jokes.
I made the jokes.
Highly disturbing. We're in for a great dinner. Are you coming to dinner tonight? I'm starting to get worried about that now. Are you going to come to dinner? Or are you going to bag out? You're cruising down that Donny Highway towards. I'm tired and I'm eating room service.
No. I'm gonna be there tonight.
You gonna rally for us tonight?
Because
we can always postpone it to tomorrow night.
No, we can't.
If you're not, why not?
No, we can't.
Oh, that's right. We got a fight to go to.
That's right. So we got to go to fight tomorrow night. No, I'm up for this tonight. Bring the people down. Let's meet all the good people in Las Vegas who listen to the show.
Very good.
For goodness sake, so I don't have to hide on my way back.
That's right.
To get Buzz.
Hi.
And look at this. I'm going to kick you out. Look, you're a loyal listener. You know the problem? I'm just overtired, and I'm just
you're cranky, Don.
You're wigging out. You are cranky, but that's all right. It's you.
I am. It's been a very long day. Mm-hmm. Very long day.
A short night.
But look at all the notes I wrote. I really tried to have a good show today.
You had a good show. What's the matter with you? You've had a good show.
I've tried my hardest, Mike.
You've done a great job.
It's been a fantastic show. That's all.
Don't tell me the breakdown's going to occur in Las Vegas.
It might happen.
Think of what we've been through. This is now. We're past. We made it through the rain.
I know.
The fun's just starting.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is a cool story if you weren't expecting.
I can't see anything.
I can't feel my legs.
I can't see. I can't feel anything.
I can't feel my legs.
Where are you, Mike?
I'm over here, Don. I'm over here now.
Cool story if you weren't expecting anything for Gile to arrive by FedEx. One of the company's cargo jets blew out some tires on landing at the Fort Lauderdale International Airport this
week. It was a cargo jet.
All 8 tires blew out on landing.
I'm not going to get frightened.
But it doesn't mean it couldn't have been a commercial plane.
Okay, please stop.
The crew used an emergency chute to evacuate the plane after it stopped. The incident caused a few delays, but the airport stayed open. The government is now investigating the incident.
We've got to save the packages.
I know you, listener who's sitting in with the news. What's your comment on that story?
The only difference between a cargo plane and a passenger plane is no seats.
No seats.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, see, that's
insight.
You know, that's insight into that. I didn't know that.
Thank you, everyman.
Thank you.
But there's seats like up in the front, right? Like a couple of jump seats like Tom Hanks sat in when he went down in that storm. Oh, God.
Oh, Castaway.
Mm-hmm.
That's a feel-good movie. Rob is going to fetch the listeners.
Good.
So we'll actually be able to bring them all down here. And, hey, guess what? The HBO has, like, free soda pop.
Right.
Free food.
Pretzels. So yeah, let them have fun.
Our listeners can eat all that junk.
That's a good thing.
That's good. That's good.
The gay weddings have come to an end in San Francisco and Asbury Park, New Jersey.
What a shame.
Now, you got to be against that, right, listener?
And hey, what's your name again?
Greg, you got to be against that, right?
Is that better than me?
Is that the throng? There were only two left?
Yep.
Hold on a second.
What's the deal with that? Who was telling us there were 100 people?
I'm building this thing up in my mind. The people from HBO are coming and saying, we have security to take you out a back way because of the crowd of people.
There's a person and a half
to protect us from these guys?
What the hell's going on?
And where's the lady that told me the TV station was here? Was there really a TV station here?
I think it's fixed.
That would have been embarrassing if we let the TV station in. There's two people here to see us.
Reporter.
Come on. Funny is the TV station showed up on the authority of our Las Vegas affiliate. After you said you didn't want to speak to them, the Las Vegas affiliate said, show up and catch them after the show. They'd be glad to talk to you.
No, that's Scott Farkas. I mean, I know his name wasn't Scott Farkas, but that's the Farkas guy that was here before.
Well, being as now, well, God, this is great. We've got a chance to meet everyone who listens to us in Las Vegas. Not only Craig and East Coast Bob, but hey, come over here, fellas. What are your names? Hi,
my name is Matt. I'm from Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi there, Ann.
Hi, I'm Sam. You're from Sacramento.
Hi. Hi, guys. Now, please be brutally honest with me. My ego, don't worry about it.
Yes, do not spare our ego here. We need to know how many people at the absolute zenith of the crowd,
at the apex,
how many people were here?
Coming in and being told they couldn't.
Yeah, how many?
What would you guess tonight?
25 to 30, I'd say.
We had a constant 20 there, but there were more people coming in and out.
Yeah,
coming in. All right, so if you were to count the sheer numbers of people, that would the total be about 30, 35, something like
that? Maybe 7 million.
Maybe 50. I'm going to go with the 50, Don, because I'm going to have a drink tonight.
We've doubled our audience.
Well, this is very nice meeting both of you guys. If you go right over there, you see HBO has soda
pop. Like pretzels?
They have soda pop, and they have pretzels, and they have some kind of hinky basketball game over there.
Those pretzels are free. I would urge you to put as many in your pockets as you can.
And the other thing that they have is there's internet access over there. I've already got all of the great porn sites.
No filters.
They're already on the favorites list. You just click on Microsoft, go to favorites, and they're all there.
You want to order some mail order stuff? Just on HBO.
Courtesy of Homebox. All right, well, thanks, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy.
So now, Mike, I can say with a clear conscience.
You've met everybody.
But I met
everybody. Now we don't have to do our big escape.
Well, then why were the people from HBO seriously coming to me and saying, like, Elvis and stuff? Thank you, East Coast Bob.
Thank you, Mom.
Bye, East Coast Bob. Thanks, well, East Coast Bob. Hey, pleasure meeting you. Great site, eastcoastbob.com.
Appreciate everything.
Hi, thanks. Cape Hay Valley Honey Company, 6 miles before Cash Creek Casino.
What was that? Right. Bob, give it again. You said it too quick. You've done enough for us. What is that again?
My business is Cape Hay Valley Honey Company, 6 miles before the Cash Creek Casino outside of Sacramento. Stop on by.
You sell honey?
Yeah.
You're a honey salesman?
And honey, I miss you, and I'm doing well.
Bye, Bob.
And I heard there were 100 people out there. Now there's only 2, and I'm going to go straight to hell.
That was, we were misled again.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And they had me thinking that I'm like Paul McCartney.
I know, so did I. And you know me, I was actually kind of, you were going to go out the back, and then it was just going to be all me.
I was going to hide. Mike said I'd be glad to go out and meet all the
you
people.
You know how I love doing that?
Especially here.
Hello.
It's like a star trip.
Hello, money fan.
Good to see you, yes. What can I sign for you? Well, now that we've been nice to everybody, I think it's time for you to leave.
There you go. Thanks, thank Greg. You for coming out.
Hey, Craig, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Craig, a pleasure.
I'm glad you could come by and watch
you. You rock, Craig.
I loved it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
That's delightful.
Bye-bye. Leave the microphone, please. Take the T-shirt.
We're going to need that. Leave the microphone, take the T-shirt.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
Buzz?
Yes, so the gay weddings have come to a stop in San Francisco and Asbury Park, New Jersey.
That is truly a shame.
In California, the Supreme Court's ordered the city of San Francisco to stop issuing licenses. Asbury Park, New Jersey's also stopped taking applications.
Good heavens, no.
Yes.
Right.
For same-sex licenses after getting a warning from the state's attorney general. Later this month, lawmakers in Massachusetts will debate a ban on gay marriages as well.
If you're gay, I have a question, a Las Vegas question. If you're gay, can you go to the little white chapel out here and have a gay marriage in Vegas? Is that legal?
I don't think it's legal, but you could probably get the ceremony.
Is it only for white gays?
I'm not sure, because it's a little white chapel.
A little white chapel.
We're going to have to look into that.
Joe?
Buzz, look into that.
Yes, Joe. Yeah.
Joe, look into it?
Okay.
Joe?
Slowly, at first, more and more of people of influence are speaking out against the new wave of censorship in this country and the indecency witch hunt. Yesterday, the House passed its plan to hit stations with fines that are 20-fold tougher than the ones we have now.
And we should point out that that disc jockey we were talking about, the guy from WWDC back in D.C., got hit today with a
huge one.
I mean, like, it's something like, what's it, $250,000?
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Some ridiculous...
That's from your Zero Tolerance company, Clear Channel Communications.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they handle this, being as we know how they handled Howard Stern.
Right.
So let's see what they do with one of their own.
Fines usually $27.5 apiece, nine times that, because his show is on nine stations. According a Clear Channel executive, if we made a mistake, we will live with the consequences.
I'm thinking about also, now that the name is open, and being as I'm changing the spelling of my first name,
D-O-N-I.
Donnie the Love Sponge.
You know, I think that's fantastic. You could probably get it. See if you can trademark it.
Being as Todd Clem, or Clem Todd, which is it?
Clementine Todd.
No?
It's
the other way.
Todd Clem. Being as he's off the air,
right.
I think I should go Donnie the Love Sponge.
I think that's fantastic.
D-O-N-I.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Donnie Clem.
Now, several lawmakers.
Donnie Clem
sounds like some kind of disease.
Several lawmakers have now joined FCC Chairman Michael Powell in questioning the effect the crackdown will have on our First Amendment rights, quoting Democratic Congressman Gary Ackerman of New York. This is going to become a very dark day in American history. We're going down the slippery slope of limiting our Constitution and the protections it gives to the American people. Ackerman continues, never did I think defending the Constitution would be such a lonely job.
What's obscene?
And you know why, Buzz, you know why it's a lonely job? It's a lonely job because, with shock jocks and things, it's not a popular thing to defend outright to say what we want to say.
He knows that. He says what's obscene is lying about weapons of mass destruction and not providing enough money for education. Ackerman says the president is using his bully pulpit to intimidate the media into submission for political gain.
See, well, here's the thing, though, Buzz. We need somebody. Who is this guy that's saying this?
Gary Ackerman, a Democrat from New York.
Okay. It might as well be Gary Busey saying it. I mean, it's got to be somebody a little heavier, a little higher in the food chain.
It makes me optimistic sometimes when you think that, hey, at least one congressman starts, maybe at the, as a domino effect, it could happen.
He says that Clear Channel Communications is doing the president's bidding by dumping Howard Stern. Stern did a protest show this morning, and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Oh, I'm sad I missed that. I bet that was a great show.
The DJ Union after have spoken out against the new decency.
Yeah, I agree with what you say too. It's time for all of us to a little more entertaining, which is really what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. Janet Jackson, meanwhile, is not banned from TV. She'll be performing on Good Morning America later this month. No word on where she'll perform.
Don't you hear my favorite?
But it won't be in the studio.
Have I told you what Diane Sawyer is going to be wearing that day?
Oh.
I just urge everybody to tune in.
Are there snaps?
Yeah, it should be fantastic.
GMA
guests. It'll be a shield.
GMA guests, unlike those on the Today Show, generally perform well away from the studio. There will be a delay, a 5-second audio and video delay to give a censor time to snap out.
Yeah, because Janet Jackson is going to go on Good Morning America and rip her clothes off.
Snap out anything, arguably.
The self-gynecological exam on
right.
Good Morning
America.
She's
a loose cannon. Anything could happen.
You know, I'll tell you, she doesn't have probably the same kind of sense of humor of some that some performers have. If she did, that would actually be pretty funny.
You know what I read today, and Buzz, I'm sure if we were back at home, you'd have this on the news, that this on eBay, somebody has made a custom-made Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake Barbie doll. And the Barbie doll, Barbie dolls have big bosoms anyway.
Right.
But this Barbie doll has really big bosoms, and it's got the flap where the Justin doll rips off the top. And the bid at the time was something like $200, and they were saying that there was some group of people. Now, who knew that they couldn't get to eBay?
Right.
There's some group of people out there upset about this being sold on eBay.
Oh, of course. My God.
eBay's got to be the last stop for garbage in this country, right?
You can buy anything on eBay.
We should be able to... I mean, if we got fired from every radio station in the world, we should eventually be able to get a job at eBay FM. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
There's like no standards on eBay.
Yeah, but with these group of people, how late is it in the show?
It's fine.
I'm going to stop talking.
Sounded perfect. Thank
we got a break.
Yeah.
We got a break because, listen, frankly, I'm exhausted after meeting, how many was it? Four listeners?
Four listeners, a throng of four.
We have
four?
A third.
Oh. All right, listen, I'm very tired, but come up and I'm going to say hi to you anyway. I'm exhausted from this. Hi, what's your name, sir?
My name's Tim.
Tim? Tim, you live here in Las Vegas?
Yes, I live here in Las Vegas.
No, well, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it.
Anybody you'd like to say hi to on our affiliate here in Las Vegas, Tim?
Everybody at Bellagio.
Bellagio, very
Bellagio,
good.
Bellagio, yes. I'm a bellman at Bellagio.
Oh, good. Oh, hey, these are the guys you want.
I can hook you up.
Yeah, yeah, remember, that's the whole thing in Casino. One of those Vegas movies where if you know these guys, they know everybody.
Do you really?
Yeah. You got to come over to the Bellagio instead of the Venetian.
Yeah, see, I go to the Venetian when I'm out here. I've talked about that with Jacqueline Vargas, but so you can... So you can hook me up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, very good.
All right, nice meeting you.
Go nice
help,
meeting you.
Go help yourself to some free HBO stuff.
All right.
And there's free porno on the HBO Internet Cafe.
I've been on it already.
I'm going to be eating prime rib for free tonight.
Buzz, what's next on the news?
Up next, what Britney Spears is doing now to shock us.
Oh, she's toxic. She's shocking.
I like that.
She's a vixen.
I like
it. I got a break. We'll be right back from Vegas.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mildly cross-eyed, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
We will be.
Yeah, we finally got it.
Train bound for
the... Yeah, we did. This is what we're happy about.
Yeah, we all smiled because we're listening to Kenny Rogers.
That's pathetic. We're live at Mandalay Bay at HBO, and at tomorrow night is Sugar Shane Mosley versus Winky Wright.
I love that name, Winky.
Winky. Not a chance, Winky. That's tomorrow night on HBO. We do want to thank Jay Levinson, Tracy Bowden. I feel like one of those idiots at the Academy Awards.
Well, but you're doing this because it's your job. This is like, don't think of it as the Academy Awards. Think of it like the credits at the end of a movie.
Jay Levinson, Tracy Bowden, Urban Communications, my man, Tony!
Tony!
Tony Day.
Tony's inaugural performance on the road with us. Fine job, Tony.
George Sands, Tracy Teagarden, Joseph Ardinger, and Alex Pinahosa.
And our creator.
Very good.
And pardon me?
Our creator.
No, he had nothing to do with it.
We usually thank
no
him
thanks,
anyway.
No thanks to God, no thanks to Jesus.
Okay.
Let me just say, great movie, though. Outstanding movie. And this guy, what's your first
name? My man, Fred.
Fred.
Yeah. Hi, Fred.
Fred, who's been another one just like watching all day.
Mm-hmm.
Fred's a good guy.
Yeah. Good guy, Fred.
Good guy. Nice seeing you, Fred.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
More news. And while Janet Jackson is trying to tone things down, Britney Spears is turning up the heat. Her stage performances and music videos are getting increasingly controversial. Her current tour.
Watch it.
There's S&M and Very Dirty Dancing.
Oh, my.
And a new video has her using wine to wash down a bottle of pills.
Bacardi Limon.
Wow.
Suicide groups are not happy about this. Hi, Tony.
Tony, I finally had a chance to work that in. I know she wasn't... She was drinking wine, but still...
Bacardi Limon. Jesus juice.
For those of you, you know, see, now you got to know that Tony, our engineer, is the Bacardi Limon guy.
That's Tony, hear that all the time. Can we get a live version?
Well, as soon as I can get off the air here, I'm going to go find that bottle.
The bottle.
A bottle of what, Tony?
A bottle of what?
Bacardi Limon.
There it is.
Yeah. Well, suicide groups are not happy about Britney's new video. They say suicides increased 12% after Marilyn Monroe took her own life. Quoting one group, a spokesman, if even one child follows her lead, she will surely be held responsible.
Right.
Britney Spears.
Oh, my God.
No, it never does.
And
keeps me busy, though.
What is it? He said something about Elton John. I know you had him all during the gay marriage thing.
Mm-hmm.
On this 2020 tonight, where they're going to have Rosie O'Donnell's wife on.
Right.
They had Elton John, and he's saying that he doesn't want to get married.
Yeah, he was going to, and then he changed his mind.
Whoever his guy pal is.
Well, it's a woman's right to change her mind.
But the other thing that he said, he is such a woman. I mean, Elton John is a talented performer, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But he is a woman. Mm-hmm. And here's what I mean. He makes the bold statement, I'm never going to again perform Candle in the Wind.
Right.
And they call him on it. They say, wait a minute. You just did a concert last night, and you did Candle in the Wind. He said, aha, I will never do the version for Lady Di again.
Ah.
So, hey.
Okay,
Elton.
Right. Okay, go get married.
The woman who accused NBA star Kobe Bryant of rape will now have to testify about her own sexual history. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled the woman has to answer questions from Kobe's lawyer under oath at a closed-door hearing. Normally, an accuser doesn't have to do that, but the Mile High Court indicates there are legitimate questions about her credibility.
And they're going
to
be asked in the style of the late Chris Farley. You know that one time when you were with that guy?
Remember that time?
And what was that?
And then after you were with Kobe, you were with that other guy, and you had those stains?
That was great.
Was that good?
That was great.
Thanks. So that's what the questioning would be like.
Right. From our Oops Department, prison officials in Florida released a runaway teenaged girl to a suspected pimp. The girl's rightly outraged mother is asking her fellow New Yorkers to keep an eye out for 15-year-old Cassandra Hannigan. Mom believes Cassandra ran off with a guy she met at the bus station while she was on her way to school for troubled kids.
Rob would be the worst pimp in the world.
I was wondering if you could work that corner.
Okay.
I don't want to put too much pressure on you.
I only got into it for the clothes.
All right. This is fantastic.
Yeah, now I'm just picturing you in the clothes.
Me too.
Rob with a big hat.
I got to get you like one. Do you remember that he wasn't playing anymore, but do you remember when LT was on the sidelines of some game, and he had on the biggest, gayest fur coat, but because it was Lawrence Taylor.
Nobody messed with LT.
Everybody just said, and look at LT sporting that fine fur coat.
We're going to get one for Rob.
Yeah, we have.
I think maybe we all pool our resources next Christmas. Get Rob a giant fur coat.
I'd love it. And a hat
with a feather. In sports, I'm putting my money on Winky. Ronald Winky Wright.
I like Winky, guys, and I'm going to put money on him.
He faces.
Put money on him right now, then, on this show.
I will. I'll bet you $500. Wow. Winky's going to win the fight.
You're on, and I will shake your hand on it.
All right.
You're on.
$500. But you're not allowed to do that.
Not a fake bet.
No. Real bet.
Not a fake bet. My wife put the money in my account. I got the money to cover it.
You know what? I think we might have to go to the fight now.
What do you mean now?
There was
no question.
We were always going to go to the fight.
I understand. That was a joke. That was a moment of weakness. I'm very tired.
Of course
we're going to the fight.
Winky faces Sugar Shane Mosley tomorrow night here at the Mandalay Bay Las Vegas.
No matter on if we go to the fight or not.
Right.
This bet is on, though, right? Is this a real bet?
No.
No. Wait a minute.
I want to retract it.
Why?
I don't want to be $500 lighter coming back. I'll hate you all the way back east.
So you know that Winky's going to lose, then?
I don't know who's going to win.
Just say Winky's a loser.
Winky's a loser. Thanks.
Thank you.
I want my $500 back.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Now he's going to win, and then I'll be mad at you all over again. Why do I even open my mouth?
The fight will be broadcast live on HBO, which picked up the tab for our trip out here. My favorite moment so far.
Never mind.
Disclosure. It's all about disclosure.
I understand, but I think we've covered that. It's okay.
My favorite. Well, I'm doing sports.
I know you are.
My favorite moment so far: finding the big red signs outside the fight promoter's office.
You know, I didn't want to mention this, but I'm going to mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it would be good to have HBO available in the hotel?
They're not in the hotel.
No. I haven't turned on the TV. Yet.
That's right. They're not.
Hi, HBO. Wow. How you doing?
We have to see somebody about that. You know, it's not on in the hotel.
Yeah, but we have Shark Cam.
We have the Shark Cam, and we get TNT, and there's about five. I'm not kidding you.
You want us to see some people about that? You'll have HBO in this hotel by the weekend.
Have you looked at the TVs in this hotel? This is a beautiful hotel. There's no HBO, but I swear to Christ, there are five Chinese channels.
Yes, there are.
I'm all for that. I'm all for Chinese people having their own channels.
It's all about whales, Don.
When they come to Las Vegas.
It's all about the whales.
And I have a question about that. Why with a station that's broadcasting in Chinese have Chinese subtitles?
You know, you want to know why? Why don't you go by that back rat room and take a look at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. And see the guy that's spending, you know, doing $30,000 a hand.
You know, HBO people, had you ever considered the fact, I'll just throw this out there, that maybe I wanted to come to Las Vegas, maybe I wanted to watch the fight from my hotel room, that maybe, you know, it's going to be absolutely impossible now to sell this ticket, now that you've got my name on it. But did you ever consider the fact that maybe I was coming here with the thought of selling the ticket?
Can't you be a little more responsible?
Hey, that's a good idea. We should try that.
In other boxing news,
I can't sell this now. It's got my name on it.
Now you found someone named Mike Zorn.
Unless I give somebody my driver's license.
Well, then you'd have to charge more.
Ladies, Mike Tyson says he doubts he'll ever return to the ring. Quoting Iron Mike, I'm in horrible shape. I'm old. I'm tired.
Hey, me too.
I'm tired. I'm in horrible shape. I don't feel like it anymore.
Huh? And now we can't say what I used to say.
Did you see? But that's funny, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You still see that a lot.
I see that a lot. Yeah, that's why I don't shower much.
Last month, Mike said he might travel the country and box whoever wants to fight him. But now he says, quote, I'm just happy being Mike. And good news and bad news for Red Sox fans. As usual, the bad news, the Boston Archdiocese wants good Catholic Sox fans to avoid the hot dogs on opening day, especially since it falls on Good Friday.
Okay, what's the good news?
What's that, the whole don't eat meat on Friday?
Exactly.
They still do that?
Yeah, certain Catholics. So what's the good news?
The good news, A-Rod the Yankee may be distracted. The New York Post reports he's found a favorite stripper at one of the city's clubs. He's married. The paper says he's paid regular visits to get lap dances from a Brazilian chick. Quoting a source, he usually spends about $500 to $1,000 on her, the Yankee.
Yankees have no comment.
And you know what she said when she saw him the first time? Hey, Rod.
Yeah, yeah. And you know the thing is, down in Texas, no.
That's a Rod.
In Decatur, get out of here before we lose our lives.
Knows I'm trying. In Decatur, Alabama, a man tried to buy a bottle of Mountain Dew and a cup of ice. He wasn't happy when the tab came to $4. The cup of ice he thought would cost a quarter cost him $2.40. An argument ensued. A legal battle ensued. In the end, the man had to pay $2 for the ice and another $4,500 in legal fees. No word on how much for a rib.
Hey, sir, how come you didn't tell my brother Jim had called?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, Buzz.
No.
Yes.
No.
Please,
no.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming down here to the fight. Tomorrow night, Sugar Shane Mosley versus Ricky Wright. That's live on HBO at 9:30 Eastern and 6:30 Pacific time.
Should be a great fight.
Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with a new episode.
Very good.
That's it. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Chief.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Chief.
Chief. Chief. Chief. Now, Chief.
Call me Winky.
Winky.
Winky!
Let's go get our vinegar.
Yes, please.
Okay. Joe, shut the door. And as always, all my best. So long.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.